Blog Talk Radio.
Which I didn't have no track. I was finna let that thing play. Y'all already know what time it is, man. This your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. How y'all feeling, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling pretty hood. Feeling pretty good. This is an International Freestyle Friday, man. We got some ish that's gonna be popping off today. You know what I'm saying? This whole show will be featuring, you know what I'm saying, artists from all over the world, you know what I'm saying, calling in to put down their hottest bars, you know what I'm saying, 16 or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Now, this first initial show is just to see how many participants we really going to be getting, you know what I'm saying, that want to really try to win something, you know what I'm saying. But when we start, you know, really getting into it, the winner going to get their chance of winning their own show for a day right here on Blog Talk Radio. You get to take my show over for a day with all your hits or whatever you want to play. And then winner will also, you know what I'm saying, get to submit their tracks. You know what I'm saying? All the tracks submitted by the winner, you know what I'm saying, is going to be played on the show. And the winner will get their his or her picture. And you heard what I said, his or her picture, you know what I'm saying, posted up on MySpace.com/SmellyBTR. And there ain't too many pictures on there yet, you know what I'm saying? Now that's a feature, so you will be a featured picture on there. You know what I'm saying? And the rest of everything else, it just show my friends. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know what I'm saying, put your song on SoundClick.com. You can check me out, SoundClick.com. What is it? /WDGE2008 Hospitals. You know what I'm saying? I'm on there. Just look up SoundClick.com. Type in DJ Smell So Good. It'll pull me up. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. That way you can get stats and a whole much more, a whole lot more from the from that site. So, you know what I'm saying, get your best freestyle face on and get ready to heat up the world, you know what I'm saying. And hopefully my dog Walla B from Ohio going to come through. Miss Shy Romance, I know she already going to step up in here and lay something down, you know what I'm saying. And freestyle to me is everything, you know what I'm saying. Poetry, you know what I'm saying, your words, just if it's words that's coming off your dome, that's freestyle to me, you know what I'm saying. You got it going on. So, don't forget, call in live, it's 347-237-5125, and I'm going to click into this chat room in just a second, you know what I'm saying, so we can go ahead and let y'all know how we're going to do it, you know what I'm saying, get into it. Let me see what I want to start out with. I'm going to go ahead and start out with me, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing, because I'm live on Blog Talk, and it's BTR. I'm blowing up in the international scene because I'm a star. Been that way since I was just a little kid, and now I'm here doing a grown man's bid. But only on the internet, not trying to be a thug. All I'm trying to do is push CDs, no drugs. And if you want to be me, then no mean mugs, and then you can be standing by the true thug. Yeah, that be me, that I be repping the scene. It's Smell So Good, steady puffing the green. And everybody know when he's on that mean. Shit, you better get out of his way or be a fiend. Fiend for the thuggers, the ruggers, that's what I bring. Watch out them long arms, they will swang, hit you across your head, yep, I will bang, and everybody know your chick be on my wang, wang. Y'all know I be kicking some old crazy shit, man. I am a DJ, man. All y'all niggas trying to be DJs and rappers and all that, you know what I'm saying, niggas, stick to your script. But, you know, I like to go here and free my mind. That's why I do my little freestyle bit, you know what I'm saying. Free your mind and your ass will follow, you know what I'm saying. You don't fill it up, then your brain will be hollow. So learn some knowledge, man. Going down real big. Big ups to Iraq, you know what I'm saying, coming through. I already seen her early in the building, you know what I'm saying. She doing her thing real big, holding down for Iraq. That's Miss Lieutenant Maybun, you know what I'm saying. Call her ma'am if you're nasty. Just don't put nothing past her, you know what I'm saying, because she is the truth. So, yeah, this is how we doing it, man. Big ups my dog, Goofy Bone, straight out of San Jose, California. So he's going to be stepping down, you know what I'm saying, come through and check us out. And then, you know, he's just going to be doing what he does, man. So let me get off into this chat room. Let me try to see, you know what I'm saying, if anybody off in here. And then we're going to get, I got some freestyles and stuff I'm uploading too, you know what I'm saying. So y'all look out for the freestyles coming up in just a second, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to get into my bruh, you know, Elijah Biden, tongue of the nation, kicking his thing straight out of Reefer, Florida. You know what I'm saying? He up there in the Correctional Institute. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, it's all good. We're going to bring you home soon, bro. This is how we do it. Big up that nigga Hurt. Big up that nigga LP. You know what I'm saying? Big up that nigga Slave Man Boots, 612 Studios, SFM Visuals. Man, that's how we do it, man. I hope you're feeling it. If you ain't, I don't know what's wrong with you.
The introduction to Number Next. We're going to start off with the native tongue of my people, the nation. Let's talk about the mechanisms. Chrome choppers on your floor. Got the gloves, that's the blade in your feet. It's your floor. Y'all need to use pay attention. Remember these definitions. This is the tongue of the native and the issue you never saw. Bump up now, back to the mechanisms. My eyes, nigga, shining. Crack a flash, you're just too much to me. I'm ghetto for my time. Y'all can find me in a shawl fast. Yo, dog, where Kevin Fett. That's a topless nigga, cheaters in the back. That's a bros, they so quick. That's a saber, and hey, y'all's a way that they used to hate you, and they hunt. It's you and your cheater, your mechanism, heaven bitch. Don't chop us, you thinking they didn't see you, it's over. Like a storm, these niggas is rolling over, and then what? You getting with your mouth, it's rolling over, make it tall, sir. After something, it's all one, level up, niggas a bitch, where the rest was once. The next way you get the mix, we call it what they want, but on the mic, you don't get a stitch to ever get your drums, say the song, sir. That's the song they saw one, level up, next to fit, where the rest was one. The next way to rip a mix, call it what they want, but on the mic, we the realest just to ever hit your bomb. And yo, what happened, D, I jumped up on my back, grabbed my utensils, and deal a light, a pad and some pencils, two jewels sweet, one to burn, one to gentle. Y'all don't know it yet, but give me some bars, I'll make it simple, it's level next. So no matter what we get, she gon' be present, matter of fact, like a present, but she's left, cause the heavens and she's leaving. And so as my lungs continue breathing, I be keeping. Just give me a leaf and you can believe it, you wanna. Never gentle, one never provoke the bitch, make it simple. The last definition in my text, and I read it. You don't understand? Go ask the wet sweat to tell them that's my shining. We down like gold line in the cathedral. Down to burn the pound and we don't need you. I feed you with the law persists. No more, no less, I get this right and there's no evidence. I should have spent more time making clear this presentation to concentrate. Y'all can get it now. Put that on my nation, niggas, come, son. That's the song they saw one. Level up, next to bit, where the rest was born. The next way to rip a mix, call it what they want. But on the mic, we the realest just to ever get your call.
Wrecking the game,
entertainment. My name, poetic tickle. I'm myself here to clear me. I'm living life from breath to breath, your niggas hear me. That's the question. You ask yourself, keep in mind to protect your health. This is my niggas, poetic tickle. Of my death, hear me clearly. I'm living life from breath to breath, your niggas hear me. That's the question. You ask yourself, keep in mind to protect your health. Corral of killers, wicked niggas. I'm ready killing and be willing to send you pictures of blood spilling, pain of feeling. Get exposed, it's out of position. Poker faces never blend well with praying and wishing you niggas foolish. For thinking we wouldn't do this, we trying to feel a will with mail until we looted up to this and not. It's the world, just remember, got a husband, got a stick it for your boy. Boy, the girl sees the destiny, but he loses destiny. Talk to God, ask him about his place, he's protecting me. Like I'm off the mic, a little dude, I'm trying to pray. If that's the case, stand and move your mind, I'm up to date. I'll be shining, this is my line, and I'ma keep it grinding. Put my niggas, I'ma get back to the doctor, call behind it.
From a Florida Department of Corrections facility, and may be reported or monitored. What's up?
Yeah, y'all just heard. Elijah B, a.k.a. The Prophet, you know what I'm saying? Doing life up there in Washington Correctional Facilities, you know what I'm saying? I want to holler at my boy, send him some words of encouragement, keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me, 813-931-336, boy. Come holler at me, 34 Chelsea, on the line. That was Tongue of the Nation, you know what I'm saying? Poetic Pictures, you know what I'm saying? That's how you doing this thing, two songs in one. One love for the hood. All the shit copyrighted, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. All about. Yeah, y'all already know right here live, man. This smells so good. Blog Talk Radio, the livest radio show on the internet. About to be syndicated whenever the hell we can get there. But, you know, I'm reaching Iraq and New Zealand. I ain't really trying to get there, you know what I'm saying? Any of y'all local radio stations can say y'all got Iraq listeners, y'all got New Zealand listeners, y'all got Alaskan listeners. Y'all got niggas from Bucharest with bombs on their back listening to your shit, then you can holler at me. I doubt that, dude. So that's why I'm going to keep it real. Right here's Blog Talk Radio. Make sure y'all call in live, 347-237-5125, International Freestyle Friday. 240, you on the line, man. What's happening? I got a caller. Caller, what's up?
That me?
Yeah, that's
Hello?
You. What's happening?
Oh, okay.
You calling in the freestyle. You call in the freestyle?
What? No, I didn't call the freestyle. No.
What? Who is this?
It's me.
How you calling from a two-fold number?
I don't know. I guess it changes up every time I call. I'm in my office.
Oh, that's Skype.
I use the phone card.
Oh, well, Sergeant, see your ass at.
The chat room isn't open.
It ain't open.
He in his office. And online, he has an online class, so he in there. I just left out of there. I sent him the link earlier. So there's a log on. We'll see.
What you mean you got online
class?
Yeah,
what's up with the chat room? It's not working yet. I keep refreshing.
Yeah, it's blog talk, man. Blog talk. Getting up. Can't get into the chat room, blog talk. The hell BTR Morgan and one of these mugs at? The hell Jason at? Tell one of these mugs down on what be up with that, man. They be screwing up the chat room, dude.
Guess what I found out today?
What's up?
Nottage is over here.
Hell nah.
He over here doing one of those contractor jobs.
What?
Yep.
How you find that out?
He replied to my email.
What
he's like,
case?
I'm in Iraq too. Where are you? I'm like, yeah, brother, what you doing in Iraq?
Y'all niggas over making in Iraq like it's party time or something. Yeah. Is that
they
what
pay
a
them
party?
Contractors.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I might as well go ahead
they
and get
like
here.
Double, triple what we get paid.
Hell, the lunchroom, the people working the lunchroom get paid more than soldiers. Shit.
Oh, here come the chat room now. It's about to load up.
You had 352 just peeled loose and put 352 on blast. I guess they'll call back up in a second. It might have been old Sergeant C just scared, you know what I mean? I want to not freestyle. That's all good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully some people from my MySpace page call up.
Yeah, I got my dog from N.O. supposed to be calling New Orleans. He's supposed to be calling up. I supposed to have Slave Man Boots and a couple other fools supposed to be coming through. You know what I'm saying? But you know how we do. We don't be early. We don't be on time, but we sure enough ain't going to be early. That's just not going to happen.
Would you say 12? All right, I'll be there at 1.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got to give a... You gotta get that black man that black folk leeway. You know we got a black folk leeway being our leeway.
Who that say? We'll be late for our own funeral.
Man, look at here. Like what? Who died? Nigga, I thought that was you. Oh, hold on. Somebody kill me. I gotta give.
Did you ever get in touch with Parks?
No. Ain't nobody called me
back.
Yeah, I didn't get a call back. But, I do want to send a big shout-out to y'all, to Miss Lieutenant Maven. You know what I'm saying? She's on the line representing all the way from Iraq. You know what I'm saying? She's a damn bloodhound and shit because she will find your ass. And I don't know how she got to use her sources, but she will find your ass. So y'all get on this show and start freestyling and sound whack. Well, we're going to look your ass up and we're going to call you back. Let me tell you, that was whack. I got to send shouts out to my dogs, man, that we done found, you know what I'm saying? The lost soldiers that done been found, you know what I'm saying? So that shout's out going out to, I can't even call y'all rank no more, so I don't even know what rank y'all niggas is. But Lane out there, civilian. My dog Stoudemire out there, civilian. Nottage over there, he a damn contractor, you know what I'm saying? Who else we found? Talk to live. One time for Miss Hall out there, you know what I'm saying, representing Ohio. Who else we talked to? Live. Rob, where Rob at?
Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. He off in L.A. in Louisiana. He still there?
No, he's out. We had to call him on. We had to get him to call in on Sunday. He's a changed man now.
What? Him and Lane, because Lane the deacon in the church.
Yeah, Rob, he was telling me last night he trying to become a minister.
Oh, he trying to?
Yes. Yeah, we got to get them to call in on Sunday.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's a definitely tone it down day.
That's what's up, though, man. At least they doing their thing, man. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? You got to follow your own path, man. Don't be worried about what everybody else doing. Do you. You want to be ordained, and that's what the Lord sent you to. You follow that path, man. You stay away from everybody who's trying to take you off that path. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's real. Yeah, I ain't I'm trying to corrupt nobody. I told Lane, you know what I'm saying, we need to meet up. But, I mean, we need to meet up just as old school friends, you know what I'm saying, not to try to relive Germany, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
just to,
right.
Just get back, yeah, just get back together, man, and let everybody know we all alive, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Canty over there. Really, shout out to all the soldiers over there in Iraq, man, you know what I'm saying, that y'all over there for no reason, but shit. OB supposed to be bringing y'all home and shit. We'll see. Motherfucking OB. Obama.
So what's the lineup looking like for tonight?
I just be flinging shit. I be winging it like a motherfucker. If a bitch come through, a motherfucker start freestyling. If they don't, damn it, you gonna hear me freestyling all day. That's all I got for you, but the show must go on. Shit, girl, so don't be mad when I put you on the spot and be like, we got Lieutenant Mabel with a new freestyle coming up. kick one of these Iraqi in the freestyles. It's going down.
Is that ABC to the 1, 2, 3?
Oh shit, she kicking cadence freestyles and shit. No, we don't need no what 1, 2.
No cadence. All right.
No,
all right,
cadence
my bad.
Freestyle. We don't do no cadence freestyles on this show. We ain't even trying to play no damn cadence. Like a mic ass would be through. I'll have to put his ass on blast. See if I can put him on a freestyle. I don't think he freestyle. We gonna shoot it today. Mr. Mike Henderson come through this. We'll be put on blast. Put your ass on blast. Freestyle Friday. Yeah, there was a Freestyle Friday. So, since we ain't got nobody here yet and everybody trying to slow poke, you know what I'm saying, eat their collard greens and rice and letting it sit on them, you know. Y'all got to get off them collard greens and rice, man. Them things get sit on you heavy. They try to eat soul food all in the middle of the day. It's like eating Spanish food. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I ate some Spanish food. Man, look at here. That food was gooder than a motherfucker. Man, that shit hit my ass like 2 pounds of pork. I was on that gone. So, y'all already know. So, what I'm going to do right now, I got some freestyles. Actually, I got some freestyles uploaded. Let me see. And this coming from my hood. This is how we used to do. Well, this is how we still do. Crapping ass niggas ain't fixed my transportation, so I can't even get my party back crunk like I used to. But, you know, everybody remember me from the block. They know how I get down Trey 4 with the freestyles and everything. So if I can find them, I don't know where they're loading them bitches up at. Freestyle. What did I load it up? Freestyle. All right. Well, I might have to come back to the freestyle because I lost this shit. Loaded up 5 freestyles and I... Oh, did I put him on the Trey 4? I might have put him on the Trey 4. Hold on. Trey 4 freestyles. And no, I didn't. What the flip happened with my freestyles? Okay, well, anyway, you know what I'm saying? Since I lost the freestyles, I don't know where the hell they at. What I'm going to do is play some of my dog Wallaby real quick. And then as we get off of this Wallaby, I'll be done having something lined up for everybody. We got Miss Black on the phone, y'all. Iraq, all the way to Florida. Y'all already know, man, international style. If you ain't here, then you probably know well. That means you lost. Get here. Let's go.
Running all these hundreds to me is lightweight.
You lightweight ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Running all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Hey, know what I mean, baby? You lightweight. Running all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Hey. Come on, you lightweight ass niggas. Like, better know it. The realest record.
Ever since we saw blazing, it seemed like niggas shame. I wonder, was it from the way we let the green make us? My stainless heart, keeping the open line for cousins. My fame can spark after I throw dimes and dozens. It's snakes on my trail, just when you thought I would fail. I use what they said to sell records for the brand.
bread. I'm lightweight, the rawest in the Midwest. Calculating Jacksons, release my stress. Hell is rest in my state. Benjamin can never stay in my hands. Even for Abraham, we weighing kilograms. We locking low, burning drone, collecting money, rolling ghetto. He calls a man's head to explode. My God, give it game. We slain Jane and maintain for hood fame. Those that claim to be heavy, they really lightweight. Most of the killers I know claim that they got fake. Suckers who blade just for a name, they really so fake. You snowflake ass niggas talk like you pump weight. Undercard ass chumps hate cause they doing it lightweight. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about fake. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, man, I'm all about fake. You lightweight rappers ain't heavy like me. Cause you pop shots boosted after banging at Jeezy. Kissing all them little tramps in the mouth. Talking loud, that ain't even got a gun in your house. Lightweight, the Midwest is where it's at. We bounce back, putting the realest records on the map. We got the Colts, the Bears, Bengals, and the Browns. Even the Falcons show us love when we in the A-Town. Since the West, South, and East Coast reign supreme. They did they thing, now the realest gotta intervene. Lightweight, we making noise in the industry. From the D, Chi-Town, Ohio, up to stacking G's. We got weight, big rims, girls in magazines. Old school, flip screen, 40s with the beam. So if you test, New York niggas know it best. This is where you come to make some money, but protect your neck. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, oh, man, I'm all about fake. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, oh, man, I'm all about fake. We was born and dead, our hearts and our brains will be possessed. Praying for my brothers who beat the struggle with a lion rest. The ones that come after me.
Mr. Mike on his way, y'all. Mr. Mike is on his way.
Brother left is trying to leave. This is for the gangsters. All my brothers that got fake. This is for the females that like to let it all shake. This is for my homies who re-up that got weight. This is for the fake suckers we consider lightweight. For my young thugs, handle your business and graduate. For the little ladies up on the game, just get your paper. This is for the streets. Don't be sleeping cause they're raised. You put God first and everything else is lightweight. Hey, burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, oh, man, I'm all about fake. Burning all these hundreds to me is lightweight. Wait, driving fancy cars on rims is lightweight. If you only hustle in one way, you're lightweight. Man, you lightweight hard, oh, man, I'm all about fake.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, y'all already know we live right here. It's Blog Talk Radio. Your boy smells so good. I got Miss Lieutenant May Band, a.k.a. Lieutenant Boom Boom. Got that boom boom in the truck. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we was on the radio. Yeah, I forgot you was on the phone, girl. I didn't mean to talk about you like that, girl. I didn't mean to talk about you like that. He got a sexist female in Iraq on the phone, y'all. I had to check out the damn MySpace last night so I can reminisce a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you go on your MySpace page, you'll notice I left you a comment looking like you was half crazy and shit. Your hair was cute, but, yeah. You look like you're ready to swing on the cameraman and shit. Nigga, here, take that motherfucking picture, nigga. Take that motherfucking picture, nigga. You see I'm out of uniform, nigga.
What Mike did, checked in and checked out?
Yeah, I don't know. I see it. See, that's the one thing about BTR.
Somebody walked in the office.
Yeah, he the muscle, you know, yeah, he had to put it. Yeah, I was finna bust a freestyle, too. Somebody came in, need some medical billing help real quick. I had to process some health care papers. No, he's somewhere around here, though, because he in the listeners, down at the bottom where it show you all your listeners and stuff, it showed me, you, and him. So he is his son.
Yeah, but even after you get out the room, your picture stay down there.
Oh, it do?
So, yeah, so he came. It's like he came in and left out.
Oh, well, yeah. That might have been, no, because that was a 352 number. That ain't him. I gotta start writing all y'all numbers down so I know the hell be calling in for y'all call in. Nigga, I'ma call ID before the call ID. Damn, man.
Set up call ID.
How you doing with me calling? Nigga, I already had the numbers wrote down. Don't worry about it. I got that. I got that on lock. I'm going down. So let me
be
see.
Like me answer the phone what?
Hey,
they were like, dang, LT mean.
Am I calling Iraq? I must be talking to a surgeon. Oh, man, that shit kills me, man. That shit kills me the hell out, man. What's up with the Africans, man? You ain't say what's up to them. You tell them I said what's up. Tell them to send me a sack of potatoes and shit.
You say sack of potatoes?
Yeah, send me a sack of potatoes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some oatmeal and some biscuits, you know. All that good hot food they send them back home and shit.
I should have brought one over so they can freestyle.
Hey.
Come on over for Freestyle Friday.
Straight up, rip it in African. I wouldn't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, now these these guys are from, he told me to get Uganda? Wait.
Oh, Ghana?
Where is it?
Is it you? You got Uganda? You got Ghana?
Yeah,
you
got, exactly. Uganda.
Oh,
that's
Uganda.
That's where they're from.
Oh, okay. Shit, it's all Africa. Yeah. It's all Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, we all blacker than a motherfucker up there, boy, looking like midnight during the daytime. Damn, is it always 24 hours of darkness around here? Yeah.
And the smile so I can see you.
Be like, yes, I am smiling. It's daytime. You cannot see me. Niggas, African people being stealth at nighttime. Boy, you know, us as black people, I don't know what the hell you want to even call us. We the mutts and shit of Africa. You know what I'm saying? You know, they want to call us mutts of Africa. We ain't ass dark, but we darker than a motherfucker. But you turn the lights out, you can't see me or you, shit. We sex be a motherfucker, boy. It'd be an adventure and shit between black people. You turn the lights out too early, boy. Where you at, girl? Nigga, where you at? I'm at where I'm at. You know where I'm at, because I know where you at. You got these
didn't
damn...
Didn't I tell you your reflective belt?
I can't stand this shit here. Niggas be backwards as hell. Motherfuckers calling my phone. You know what I'm saying? When I'm telling them to call the damn show phone.
Call the cell phone.
You know what I'm saying?
Am I on the air?
Well, put the phone. Put the mic up to the phone. Nigga, why don't you just call the number? How about that?
Put me on speakerphone.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just hold it up to the speakerphone. Nigga, please. Boy, man, look at you. I can't go there, though. I can't go there. What I can do is get off into one of these here freestyles. I got some freestyles right for here from the TAMPA, you know what I'm saying? Off of block, Trey Foe, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know who owns these freestyles. I guess we'll find out. But they ain't that long, though. Yeah, they like a minute and some change, you know what I'm saying? I don't be letting niggas just ride all out. Now, I got like an hour and some change where we was just outside, I mean, wilding. You know what I'm saying? Wilding on the block. I recorded for like an hour and then a half, but it's too long to load up to the show. So, you know, I have to chop it up and then I bring it back on the show and then we can feature it. But we're getting down now. We represent down in FLA now. I don't know what everybody else be doing. I went on YouTube and seen some whack ass motherfuckers from up north, some damn where. Man, listen here, white boys. I don't know what Cabbage Patch raps y'all be motherfucking kicking, but that shit ain't motherfucking freestyling. And that shit y'all be putting out there with no brothers around, I don't even see how the hell y'all call y'all. And then when y'all got a brother around, he look like he too scared to get on the freestyle because he know he'll embarrass y'all ass. Oh, I can't get up here. I might say something. These white boys might hit me with skateboards. Right, well, fight with skateboards and shit. Yeah, you know, I ain't finna swing on his ass with a skateboard, some skates and shit. You know what I'm saying? Dude, that was not cool. You should not have rapped, dude. You are black. Black people cannot rap with white people. No, man. You just go over there, man. Just go over there and watch us do some stuff. I know we're not freestyling. We're doing some stuff, though, okay? Just let us do some stuff. freaking black guys. You black guys are so cool, and I can't even freaking do my freestyle. Oh, snap. N-O. Oh, hold on, girl. I think we got N-O in the building. Hold on. I know.
Man, what the hell, man? What's going
LP?
On, man?
Is that LP?
LP, man.
LP.
Y'all know what
two,
it do, man.
235.
Oh, man. 320-335 to
man.
The phone, Grisha, all day long.
Hold on, man. Where you from? Where you rapping, man?
Man, y'all already know, man. I'm rapping 504 to 813. I'm rapping the South, you heard me? I'm a too big of a man to rap one motherfucking spot, you understand me? So I'm rapping the whole South, the
well,
bottom, baby. That's what I'm rapping. The United States of America, you heard me? Just
well,
like
hey,
that. Chelsea Street.
You
know what I'm talking about? Street 4. Goddamn 4-Wall, New Orleans. You hear me? I'm talking about I got niggas on the east side in Atlanta. I'm talking about, man, we doing it real big out here, man. Huntsville, Alabama. I'm talking about motherfucking Huntsville, Georgia, Huntsville, Texas. That's how it is, man. We get around heavy. I'm talking about Pahokee, Florida.
Where the ketchup come from?
Man,
the
I'm talking about, man, no, but we do more hot sauce than ketchup. From you already know it is 504
really?
To the meat show. Don't get it twisted, yeah?
Hey, but check this out, man. I want you to say what's up. I got Iraq, Miss Lieutenant Maven on the phone.
Man,
you know
Lieutenant Maven and Iraq holding it down for her country. That's what time it is.
Yeah, man.
Indeed. What's happening to all my people? Hmm.
Yeah, we on a little delay, but she hear you though. You know what I'm saying? We got like a little 5-second delay, but she picks that thing up. Yeah. Okay. 352 done kicked back in. Hold on, cause I want to get some calls. We finna get this freestyle session popped off. 352, what it do?
What's happening?
All right, who this is here?
This ain't where the motherfucking is. Oh, I can't cuss.
Hold on. This goddamn, this sound like motherfucking Peacock. This sound like. Scooby, y'all, this is the motherfucking world famous Peacock is on the line.
Peacock.
Hey, yeah.
I ain't got no money. I ain't got no food stamp neither. I'm trying to watch somebody's damn cock. Can somebody come down 4th Street and let me watch some?
My nigga said
he
world. That's real.
Now listen here, Peacock. I got to first of all, I got my dog LP N0504. You know what I'm saying? Tune in for the Freestyle Friday.
Yeah, already.
Okay.
Know.
Okay, then I got at the top of the head right here, I got all the way from Iraq, dog. She's in Iraq right now.
Yeah.
I got Lieutenant Maven on the phone. Send a shout out to her.
Shout out to go out to Lieutenant. What's her name, Lieutenant Maven?
Maven. Lieutenant Maven. It's a she. She the finest thing in
Lieutenant
Iraq.
Lieutenant Maven.
Yeah,
she's going to get on a 5-cigarette now and ride over there.
what a,
they going to walk.
With bombs on our back, goddammit.
You know, driving some shit up behind Lieutenant Maven. I feel like giving me a cruiser bicycle right now and just load it up with some grenades.
Know that.
It is what
I got
it
a
is.
Goddamn bazooka in my closet. I've been waiting for you.
That's right. When's she coming back?
How long you stationed up there?
I get back in November.
Oh, yeah? You for Tampa? You for Tampa, mate, Lieutenant?
No.
Where you from, ma'am? Where you from, ma'am?
Well, you know, I'm originally from New Orleans. Raised
in
New
Orleans. You're originally from New Orleans. What part of New Orleans are you from? It must not be much of a war. If you got time to talk on phone, it must not be much of a war.
Well, it's nighttime over here.
Oh, it's like, y'all ain't seen, y'all ain't, you ain't seen no song of Bin Laden, tell them nigga he still owe me some money.
I see him, I'm going to beat his ass.
That's right.
That nigga Osama.
Hey, she the truth. She the truth, man. You don't want to cross even now. She got them hands, man.
Oh, yeah? I want to meet her.
She do got a spud, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the spud out there holding down, little lieutenant.
That's right. I like for her to come over here and just beat me. I need to be beat.
They need to be beat.
Do you?
I'm trying to figure out what part of New Orleans she's from. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, from the A.
From the A Ward, downtown.
Seven
Ward.
No.
And they off
for
the
night.
Fifth.
I got people all over.
I'm from the fourth.
All over. I'm the same way.
Nigga, I'm for the first. Nigga, I'm on third base. Nigga.
Yeah, I'm for the fifth floor, my damn self.
You know what I'm saying? I'm brother, man. I'm from the fifth floor. Y'all niggas act like y'all at a baseball game and shit. Nigga, I'm on third. I'm from the fourth. I'm running to the eighth.
Damn.
Lieutenant, tell me,
You got to shoot out. I got to shoot out, though, but I got to handle some B.I., you know?
Oh, hold on, hold on, okay. Y'all. Hold on. This Freestyle Friday, I got my dog LP calling from work. Now, he calling from work. So I know y'all other unemployed motherfuckers. I got to get him out the way, let him kick his freestyle, and get in history. All right?
Well,
y'all,
man,
you
play the song if you want to. You can just play my song if you want to. But I ain't really
you, well, how about you
them.
Kick the freestyle, and then I'll play your song?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Kick your freestyle first, and then we're going to get into new LP. It's called I Got It. You know what I'm saying? New shit for the streets, representing. And I'm going to put y'all on Peacock. Peacock, Miss Black, I'm going to put y'all on just mute. You know what I'm saying? Just so you can...
No, I'm
going to
go, cause I
got to
watch the car, call y'all back.
Listen, Kyle, you got to watch the car. Nigga, please.
Goddamn Freestyle Friday, LP, 2335, Fort Worth, 504, right there over Chelsea Street, 34, you can catch me all day, and I got it for the loop, everything. You hear me? Get at
nigga,
me.
Run it, nigga. Run your freestyle, nigga.
Run it. What you on here?
Go ahead.
Look here. I'm going to tell you one time, because I ain't got to tell you twice. This is LP. You play with me, you're playing with your life. It's Freestyle Friday and the power we fight. That's DJ FTP. If you ain't know it, get it right. I represent 504, and that's for life. 813 in the streets all damn night. Chasing money, my profession. School, no lesson. Nigga dropped out, got kicked out. It was a blessing. Back to the streets, nigga chasing that dollar. All day running with some smart, but not scholars. Niggas got dollars. Good with the numbers. Running with the ball. Never gon' fumble. How we gon' function? All the nigga thinking. Smoking so much reefer, nigga clothes stay stinking. Ha. Huh. I'm chasing more Ben Franklin than Abraham Lincoln. You hear me? Holler at me. Run that.
I want that LP 2335. Thank you, dog.
At what time
man.
It is?
This that new hit called I Got It, man. I'll holler at you later, homie. Callers, y'all hold on because y'all live right here in the mix. Freestyle Friday. One time, that's my dog LP representing 504. Y'all already know, right here in 813.
Yeah.
International style. We got my dog, the world famous Peacock. He done washed off a bumper and he back.
That's right. I ain't did never clean three rims.
Hey, I think you can put some armor all on the tires and like you straight dog, you straight.
Hey, that's what I do, man. We got the best of time, man. Make it right detail, Jack.
Make it right detail. Where you located? Go ahead and give everything, man. The number, the address,
I'm
everything.
I'm going to give you the address, man. We right here on 40th Street, man, by Riverside Seafood, man. Right by the bridge, bro. You know the address is 6601, man, North 40th Street, man.
And that's right. So we're
out there listening up, man. Make sure they come on in and they get the car clean before they go out tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that would be cool if I had any 813 listeners. But
unfortunately,
homie, like I tell you, we all the way in Iraq right now. I'm waiting on new
people. We all in Iraq.
Okay. Man, we in Iraq, dog. Well, that's there you go. There you go. Skype some friends, maybe.
Yeah, tell everybody that got a phone in Iraq to take somebody over here and tell them where we at on 40th Street. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Who this is? We got 786. What's happening?
How you doing? What you mean?
786, man, stop talking and get on the phone.
I'm kidding. I'll be getting
that sometime when he's finished. Man, 786. If I say it one more time.
786. Yeah, what's up, 786?
What's up? What's happening? What it is? What it is? What it is?
All right, what it do? Who the hell?
This T.Y. and the car line.
This T.Y.
Yeah,
yeah.
T.Y. We're landing.
What's going down, man? You already know. This is what smells so good, man. Representing Trey Folk. But, hey, man, right now we
right,
so international.
Power.
We, yeah. DJ FTP, that's me. But listen, dog, I was going to say, what's up? Because we all the way over in Iraq. Iraq, say what's up.
What's up?
Hey,
y'all doing it all right over there? Huh? Hang in there, boys. Just hang in there.
Well, this is Lieutenant Mabin. This is the finest female over in Iraq.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Lieutenant?
Look, hey, you see how the voice changed? Oh, that's a female. Hold on. Hey, baby, how you doing, girl? My name is Keith Sweat.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right.
Let you know, girl, it's a right and a wrong way to wash some cars.
Well, me myself, I'm looking for a sister. I'm looking for all the sisters in Iraq.
All the sisters?
All the sisters with a bandana on.
Okay. All right. We finna put this nigga on mute.
You can't do Peacock like that, Jack.
Oh, man, you know I ain't gonna do you like that, homie. This uncut, uncensored, man. This is the rawest show at the 12 o'clock hour. And if you see me at 12 o'clock night, dog, you probably gonna need to take a shower because I'm gonna be spanking that whole thing up, boy. Straight up.
I heard that, though.
Hey, tell T.Y., man, thanks to all y'all boys for calling in, man, repping your hood, repping your city. All right,
T.Y., he said thank you, man, repping the hood.
This is what we do. I'm telling him I'm going to bring the city bus by there because that's what I'm on.
That's right. Well, bring it on by here. It is what it is. We clean city buses and all.
Yeah, Heartline and all the 50 passengers on that bitch, man, listen. These niggas called my show. I told them I was going to bring the city bus through, so we got to go ahead and pull through and get the bus
watched. That's right. That's right. We got enough room to wash it.
All right. I only need two tires washed, and we got to go.
It is what it is. I want the lieutenant, though, as soon as she get home. She needs to call me.
Check you out. What's your MySpace so she can check some comedy out from you, man?
Oh, man, MySpace, man. It's called DA, capital DA _ world famous, all capital letters.
DA,
_ world
famous. Yeah, that stands
That's
for
right.
the world famous peacock. So, girl, if you want to hit him up and check out some comedy that he be kicking and he be doing, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know I have Bullwinkle on the show, too, now.
Oh, is that right?
Man, Mr. Bullwinkle, he's the man. Shit, Mr. Bullwinkle call up, boy. And then one of them, I got another chick that do poetry, a 6'2" poet, boy. Out of MI Crickle Letter, out of Mississippi. And I'm telling you, she'll make you want to be trying to get over to Iraq.
All right, now. It is what it is.
But
it is what it is.
She kicked the poem, right? And then Bullwinkle came right back. Well, I mean, he got on it, though, boy.
I know he did.
Man, that man, hey, he ain't up. Maybe, didn't you hear it?
Yeah, he got
it. Was he the truth? Did you like him? Was he the truth?
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, nigga, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, he doing his thing, man. I got another. I'm finna represent my hood, though. I'm finna represent Trey Folk. Y'all ain't know
okay.
how I do. Right here live is the official Trey Folk Freestyle. I got Miss Lieutenant Mabin on the line all the way from Iraq. I got my daughter, world famous Peacock, represent 813. This is how
That's
we do
right.
it live on Blog Talk Radio. And this is the hottest radio station. I don't give a damn what y'all motherfuckers thinking. Unless you're calling in, you must be drinking. But this is where it's at. Huh? Let's go.
That's right.
Oh, my bad. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Hey, matter of fact, this is a historic moment, man. Everybody who hearing this right here, y'all know who that is, though. That's that same nigga that killed the goddamn girl, man. This is some real shit. I forgot I had this, man. I need to... Oh, man, let me turn that off real quick and tell y'all what the hell that was, man. This nigga here that I was just playing, that was recorded at the old Apollo, now it's called St. Louis Phase 2 down here in Tampa. The dude right there, what he called his damn, he called himself Buddy Ross. He called himself Buddy Ross. This nigga, man, I don't know if he did or didn't. The nigga ain't out back on the street, so that's kind of telling you something. But after leaving the club, you know what I'm saying, him and his baby mama apparently had got into it, whatever. And next thing you know, 3 days later, his baby mama come up dead and shit, found in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? So, and the nigga got arrested and everything. That was that nigga right there, though. That voice which you was hearing, that was him. He used to come in the club. Every time he came in the club on broke-ass Wednesdays, which is like one of the hot nights there, he'd come in the booth. For some reason, every time I'm up in there, I guess 'cause I always let him get the microphone. He'll come up in the booth. And he don't kick me, he don't rap or nothing, but he just like to get on the mic, yeah, you already know, this is your boy, and, you know, doing some crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? But he do his thing, he don't bother me, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, after that, that's the same, man, look at him, boy, I had to turn that off. Let me see if I can find another one. That wasn't it. That wasn't it. Let's see. Goddamn, what the hell these freestyles is? Trying to find y'all legitimate.
Shouts out to Wrecking the Game Entertainment, my official street team, and we did.
Freestyle.
My homeboy DJ Smell for
Goofy
good.
Bone in the house.
I'm hard and showing love to all the local artists. I just can't tell them thank you enough. DJ Smell for good, the number one DJ street promoter. And DJ, it's the Tampa Takeover, goddammit.
Well, that ain't
DJ
even happening
smells
no more,
so good.
But, you know.
Shots out to the spot. St. Louis, Phase 2 on 40th Street. T-Back Tuesdays and Broke-Ass Wednesdays each and every week. Much love to St. Louis DJs. It's DJ Smell So Good, DJ Storm, DJ Party Time, and DJ Doc D. DJ Doc D on the ones and twos. Thank you so much, DJ Storm, for keeping the grub music in rotation. Wherever I go, just know I'm taking all my DJs with me. Say Loose, Space 2 is the spot to be, baby. It's your girl, Janu, Miss Southern Belle. Hit me up at myspace.com/JanuThePrincess. I got my CDs and my DVDs on sale. You buy the DVD, you get the CD for free. If you don't have a Janu DVD, you is missing out. You need to cut that Janu DVD, so when you see her, get at her.
God damn.
First
that shit was longer than a summer.
Before I finish all my shots, I'd like to give a shout out to my homeboy Slam Baby.
Damn.
Rest in peace. He was killed on September 7th, and I see you in heaven.
Is your first time hearing
God bless
it?
Your soul,
yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah, shots out to the Florida Center, Leon Cruz.
Damn.
And shots out to the number one Bay Area comedian, the world famous Peacock. Shouts out to Wrecking the Game Entertainment, the Florida Center, Drake Boys, the Barrier Coalition, the Gatekeepers.
Yeah, they ain't even up no more Barrier Coalition.
Shouts out to the Gossip Diva, Miss Buffy, Low Key Promotions, and much more. Shouts out to my girl Tasha Rhythm with Clothing Line, X and O. Shouts out to Plies.
Yeah, damn. All right, fuck all that shit. Hey, all right, we'll be right back. Damn. Live right here, Blog Talk Radio. Big up to Mr. John New and that super long ass shout out, though. If y'all ain't hear your name, then shit, hit me up and I'll send you the whole hour shout out. Goofy Bone in the building. It's Miss Iraq in the back. Let's go. Girl, stop doing the damn walk. Got Lieutenant Maven over there doing the whopping shit. Bringing back the robot. Yeah, it carries on and keeps carrying on. All right, stop. God damn it, stop. Put the fucking brakes on. Damn it, that ain't indie. Shit. I really only play indie artists here. I had to throw that in there. You know what I'm saying? For all y'all throwbacks and it'd be on that old school shit. God, I know you was over there doing the whopping shit. Remember the wop? Damn, she online? Oh, I got her ass. I'm talking to myself and shit. My bad, girl. Stop talking to yourself. I was saying, you do the WAP, though. You was over there doing the WAP. You know about that WAP?
Nah.
Hey, you don't know nothing about the WAP? You remember the bus stop, the Cabbage Patch?
Yeah, I remember Cabbage Patch.
Think of some other old ass dances that you can do to that song. Oh, now scrub the ground. Now scrub the ground.
Yeah, that's that Florida right there.
That throwback, well, they don't know nothing about that. That throwback. Y'all trying to get a Goofy Bone, man, see if you want to kick a freestyle. Let's see. I am at a PM here with a hoodie. Yeah, lunch and cooking. I made it out alive. All right, that's some cold like a motherfucker. He say with a hoodie, 7 blunts and cookies. I had a PM to AM mission with a hoodie, 7 blunts and cookies.
I don't get it.
And I made it out alive. Oh, am I? Is that a freestyle? You. is that the first line of the freestyle? I was supposed to repeat or something? Hey, nah, man. Well, this is International Freestyle Friday. So far, we done had our LP 2335 from NO call in and rep his city. Y'all to call in, rep y'all city. We got Iraq, you know what I'm saying, repping somebody else's country and shit. But she is from the NO, representing real big. I thought she was from Louisiana.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
That's the same shit. That ain't the same shit. Two different motherfucking places.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
That is two different damn places.
Oh, really?
Ain't no over, really? Shit, you got to go over long-ass bridge to get to New Orleans. You got to take that same
New
bridge to get to
Louisiana.
Oh. All right, well, shit. You know.
And all this time, I thought you were bright.
You know where you stay at? Hell, I ain't bright, girl. You see how dark I am? Shit. That's straight up, man.
But you know, raised in Foley, Alabama, I can't forget about you. Know,
who?
Motown.
Who?
Foley, Alabama.
Foley.
Alabama.
Foley, Alabama, like Foley off Axel Foley, like Foley, like
Foley, Foley,
Axel Foley, motherfucking Beverly Hills
like
Cop,
country as hell, Foley.
Man, that's
down
where you got
the
name
water.
From, man. Yeah, my
Hurricane
name is Axel.
Ivan.
I'm Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop, representing straight out of New York. Damn, nigga, you're a long way from home. I'm going down real big.
Oh,
who else? You got some old shout-outs? Go ahead and get your shout-outs. I know I don't normally... You don't normally be shouting out too many people, girl. Go ahead and get your shout-outs.
Shout-out to the fact that I'm ready to go home.
Hell no. That's a big shout-out. Thank you for that one. Wow. We all felt
the
love.
You're more than welcome. Anytime. Anytime I could be of assistance.
Oh, we all felt the love, man. We all felt the love on that. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. And kick one of my... I ain't got no freestyle for you, but what I will do...
Shout out to all y'all late-ass callers.
late ass chat rumors and shit. But big ups to Goofy Bone squeezed in there under the under the late radar. He still came through to represent me. Shout out, man. I'm at the what the damn phone? I'm gonna call her ass at the motherfucking house. What the hell going on with her? Damn, no bad. We might finna do a prank call, y'all. We might get our first prank call on. Let me see if I find her number. Hold on. Y'all want to do a prank call? Let me see if we can prank call somebody. Who we going to prank call? Shit, can't call Nodish. That nigga is...
yeah.
That nigga's up there. So we can't call you, homie. All right. So let me see. What her... damn number. I wrote... Damn junk ass room, boy. Junk ass room. I wrote her number down somewhere on a piece of something, somewhere, and I know I can find it doing something. Right now I can't find it. So fuck it. Went through all that and couldn't find it. All right, so what we gonna do is let me see who we can get on here. Talk to Stoudemire. Matter of fact, let's see if we can get that nigga on the phone. You on the, oh, now you say you already called Rob, right? Can't harass him. Yeah, this is Pastor Deacon Dr. Love calling from the St. Mount High of Highness Church. I can't call Rob. Can't fuck with Rob like that. Might make a nigga backslide.
No, yeah.
Oh, niggas backsliding and shit, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Let me see if we can get on the phone, man. Let me do a...
We got to hit him up on Sunday, though. He gets excited talking about God. I can appreciate that, though.
Yeah, that's what's up. You got to, man. You got to do that. Let me see something. Y'all hold on a second. Let's see if we can make this successful. We finna try to do a three-way call.
Freestyling for the Lord.
Yeah, we finna. Do I got some? Oh, no, I only got the gospel comedy. Oh, no, I do got some. Got some gospel rap. You want to hear some gospel rap? I got some gospel
That's
rap.
On Sunday.
Hey, woman, the Lord is here every day. I say we gonna hear it. We gonna hear it. Matter of fact, you like to hear it? Here it go. Yeah. Gonna raise it up in this piece.
Of us and turn our back on the Lord. Hey, I'm guilty too. I can't judge. Think about it.
Fall away, I see you. Hold on the line, homie.
He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. I used to play the corner with my cash out. Me and you smoking marijuana, about to pass out, drinking all the drink, living fast with no time to think. My partner got killed in the crash, had no time to blame. God spent my life, now it's time to get right. Got down on my knees that very same night, asking God please, can my homie win the fight? Can he last? Close the door and say goodnight. Why? He looking kind of bad. Wanna come before we fall? We like the ball, but when we dead and gone, we can't buy them all. And this for y'all that's trying to gain the world and its riches. You're hitting switches in your 6-4 and press the witches. I know it's kind of hard when you're still in the flesh. We need to know we all blessed. Now you can rest. Won't you confess you done wrong? We all done sinned. Only Jesus walked the perfect life beginning to end. Listen, I'm glad he gave me another chance. Now I can do my dance without my drinking hand. I understand I'm living in the land of violence, but when he talks, I remain silent. God trying to speak, you better pay his attention. He the reason why we still living. Fox on the mission. Started feeling kind of sad as I knew he was missing. Now I'm feeling so glad that Jesus is living. He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. Check it, Fox. Never coming average. All that gangster rap, y'all can have it. I'ma bag it. I done had it. Holy Ghost rappers,
GDJ acting. Got love for the thugs in Brooklyn. Sunday night, get my soul right. Fox still air night. Fox been saying since days in high school. Fight, knew the rules. Acted too cool, acted too smooth. Till something blew us, spirits moved through us. Jesus wanna use us, give something special to us. Who us?
Right.
Yeah, y'all and us. Sorta like chocolate and nuts. He love us so much. Can we be free as God's property? He took the gangster out of me easily. Usually rapper just frontin' and they ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Preachers preach, walking with the Jesus peeps. We gon' eat it down, step down and lay his hands on me. God, step down and lay his hands on me. He step down and lay his hands on me. God, step down and lay his hands on me.
Yeah, my dog Jay Fox. Then real big. Jay Fox holding down out there. I got my dog Goofy Bone on the line, man. This is International Freestyle Friday. I got somebody clicking on my motherfucking line, y'all. Y'all give me 1 second. Y'all hold on.
You get the picture. Thank you, God, for changing my life. Thank you, God, for making me walk the right way. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Forever and ever. Amen.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just had, we finna try some experimental type shit. I just had Michelle Romance call me. She say something wrong with the internet. It's acting funny, but she wanted to keep it real. So she just called me. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, I only be clicking over sometimes. That's just the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's the Lord at work. So I just called her, and I don't know why I ain't get her damn number. But I'm going to have to go up here and try to find her damn number. Shiro Mans, we will be getting on the line. Goofy Bone, what's happening, homie?
What's good? Live from Northern California.
Oh, man, nigga, this motherfucking here. Can't even goddamn talk. Nigga, you said, and that's how you tell a motherfucker's hat. Cause when you, when you try to talk to him, you're like, yeah, nigga, I didn't wanna. I mean, hold on. Okay, what's y'all saying there?
All right. I put the blunt down, so let me get it straight.
Damn. That's what I'm talking about. What is it filled up with? Can you tell us, kind sir?
Northern California. DJ smells good. What's up, man?
Man's going down, Goofy Bone, man. I'm shit, wishing what I was, where the fuck you was at right now. Shit.
Yeah. I wish you were here, man, and Shy Romance, man. We'd be all smoking out in the Straight Loc Records, you know, in the studio and shit. You know what I mean?
So you got your own studio and everything down there? What you working with?
Man, I be hustling, you know, my CDs ever since the early 90s, and, you know, I saved up all my money to get a fucking million-dollar house over here. Fucking, I mean, it ain't no million-dollar house, but, I mean, shit, the money that I hustled for, shit, it should have been $1 million, you know what I mean?
But, see, that's the whole thing. You hustle for that, and you got that, though. That's the whole key thing.
It feels good, you know what I'm saying, to pay your bills and motherfucking, you know, still be on the grind hustling, you know. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, you know, I'm a little dope smuggler, but shit, that's what I do. But shit, I slang my CDs like I slang my, you know, my product, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do.
It's how you're supposed to do it. But nah, yeah, the internet's messed up, so I'm just, you know, trying to be live listening to you, you know what I'm saying?
Well, oh, you can't get in either?
Nah, I don't know what's going on. They be hating on your show because you're so good, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'd be with that raw and uncut sense. Yeah, and I can't even, and I know it's the truth because I ain't been able to pull the chat room up yet. But, I mean, now see, it's a difference. I can pull the chat room up in the external tab, you know what I'm saying? But I can't, like, pull it up off of my show page.
Okay. But
you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't showing up. So, I mean, I somehow see y'all in the chat room. You know, but it's not logging on correctly, though.
It just kicked me out and said, this web page is not available. And, I mean, I got the high speed of the high speed, so, I mean, there shouldn't be no problems from there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it ain't no big thing to me. Two tears in a bucket, fuck it, because you know I got a backup show, too. So they want to get flipped. They want to get flipped, man. Y'all can hit me up on the Smellers Backup Show And I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying, I keeps it real, just like I'm doing it on this side. The only thing about that show is I got to load up some more music to it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no music loaded up for it. So it'll be like right now, it's just for strictly backup. And anybody want to do it like Mike, he can pretty much use it because his show is all pretty much dedicated to talking. You know what I'm saying? So he don't play no music. So he'd be the perfect candidate.
Mike out there. I know he's always in the chat room. Give a shout out to him.
Yeah, he here though. See, and that's what's really, you know what I'm saying, screwing me up because I see everybody here, but it's not okay. There we go. Blog BTR Morgan done came up here to see what the problem is. Big ups to Blog Talk Radio. They do be listening in on your calls and shit, monitoring. So when something go wrong, they gonna be there though. I mean, I will give out the big ups to John C. Sweet and BTR Representative Morgan because they come through, man. They do be listening, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I guarantee you that the chat room is down right now. We have some technical difficulties, but what time is it? Let me see. We into the last hour. Yeah, we into the last hour, so we're going to see if we can, you know what I'm saying, get this thing back up and running. I'm going to probably refresh since I seen her done jumping into the room. I know she back there typing up something trying to get us back on board. But I don't think it's just me, though. I think it's Blog Talk Radio, probably a couple of shows. You know what I'm saying? Once it's one show, it's normally everybody.
Be like, you know, a line of dominoes.
Yeah, it's like a domino effect. So you probably going to a couple other rooms and the chat room ain't coming up. But, I mean, at the same time, man, you got to understand that we on a this type of server that we on, you know, it get bogged down sometimes. So you had a peak time that everybody got their show on.
You know what I mean? You got millions of listeners worldwide. Of course it could all, you know, come down once in a while. But, you know, DJ Smells Good, man, I got to let you know, man, we love the show out here in Northern California, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just say California. Don't be saying no California, cause hey, I only killer I want to be on is that.
Well, you know, I mean, we got killers out here, and we got some shit that will kill you. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you met now? I asked my cause my homeboy, he down there in Cali too. My homeboy Goldie the Mac, but he out of Georgia. You know what I'm saying? But he left Georgia. Came up there to make a new start, you know what I'm saying, and do some new things. So when I asked him the same question, he said, yeah, he done kicked it with a couple of people. So have you, because that's my ultimate motherfucker who I want to see. If I ever come to damn California, I'm looking for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Snoop.
I'm probably about 362 miles away from Snoop Dogg, but, you know.
You ain't smoke with him? You ain't never burn with him? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, I wish I'd burn with him, man. I mean, that'd be a nice afternoon lunch, you know what I mean?
Hey, straight up. Damn, we gotta work that, man. I'm gonna have to put Maven girl, Lieutenant, you gonna have to get on your job, girl. We gotta find Snoop Dogg's information.
Yeah, I see what I can do.
What his damn real name is? I forgot his damn real name and shit. That nigga do got a real government name. We all been locked up, so we know his real government name. Shit. Calvin Brodus?
Yeah, isn't that the name?
Something like that, Calvin something, Brodus, something like that. It's one word, somewhere around there. Yeah, that's Snoop Dogg. We're going to find Snoop's address and all that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pop up that nigga door with a box of swishes and be like, man, I know you got something to go in this.
Oh man, I have to bring him a box of peach optimos or grape optimos.
Yeah, well, yeah, but really, if I ever went and smoked with somebody like that, shit, me nigga, it ain't nothing but Dutch Masters and a bug.
Oh.
I mean, we gonna be not smoking big. We smoking hog leg.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could smoke a zip a day. To be honest with you, you know, there's people that come in the studio and be like, hey man, aren't you high and high? Just look at me, my eyes are so red, I can't even walk. And I guess I got that immune system, but it's just like, I love smoking this shit. It's like people smoking cigarettes, you know what I mean?
That's what I compare it to. I'm like, well, I mean, it's okay, this is the one thing. This is the one true fact for anybody out there. I don't give a damn how you feel about it. If you smoke cigarettes and you don't smoke anything else, you need to smoke something. Because you're going to be the one to die first. If you look at your statistics, everybody who don't smoke, they the first ones dying from secondhand smoke.
Yeah, I don't understand that, you know.
That is weird, but you got to think, all them chemicals and all that crap that's in them cigarettes, you know what I'm saying, your body builds up an immunity to it. You know what I'm saying? To anything you put in your body, it'll build an immunity up to it. But if it's only getting it secondhand, it doesn't have a chance to build up an immunity to it, because you don't do it every day, you know what I'm saying? But you might be just around people more often, you know what I'm saying, than you have to be, inhaling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I don't kick my game on cigarettes. I smoke half a tampa every once in a while. That's when I run out of Mary Jane.
Yes, no,
and
I'll leave smoking cigarettes to my dad, you know. He's an old timer, you know, Italian mafia, straight from New York, 187th Avenue. He's from over there, so, I mean.
Oh, he's that mafia type. Yeah, he ain't smoking on them big ass stogies. Ain't know what they be smoking on?
Big ass
Cuban. Them Cuban cigars and shit.
Yeah, he smokes cigars, but every day is Pall Malls. I mean, 3-4 packs a day. And you know, the old man's still kicking. I don't know how the hell he's doing it, but he's still kicking it. And then he looked down on me because I smoked a drink. And I'm like, well, Dad, look it. I could still be able to run 100
right.
miles, you know, instead of losing my, you know, my breath, you know, like cigarettes do. But I don't know. Like I said, I got a strong immune system, so I don't know how everybody else operates. But shit, I'll be smoking like 15 blunts a day and then still go out and party like it ain't nothing, you know?
Yeah, I did the 31 blunts in the air, bitches was like, nah, you lying. Shit, when I touched down in that club, it took probably 30 minutes to roll up almost 60 blunts. I mean, we rolled up the whole, it was a box of cigarellos. Yeah, it was a box of cigarellos, you know what I'm saying? But I had a half of that piff. I mean, of that, ooh. You know what I'm saying? So that was for my 31 blunts. Now, see, the key thing to my 31 blunt bash was I rolled three. I like to roll them big old, you know, stupid blunts. Big ass Cheech and Chong long blunts. I rolled a blunt one time, dog. It took two hands to hold that bitch straight out. Okay, yeah, you can imagine that. It was five or six Dutch Masters all, you know what I'm saying, put together. And I put about a half off in that whole motherfucking one blunt.
Damn.
So I don't know. I don't know how y'all be smoking. Y'all fucking around smoke with me? I'm telling you, I'm trying to put a bitch in a coma.
So let's do that.
Then let me tell you something stupid I did, though. Let me tell you something stupid I did. Now, I went up to ATL, you know what I'm saying, went and kicked it with my homeboys and shit. Big middle finger up to Cobb County. You punk motherfuckers up there, man. I'd rather park at the damn, you are entering Cobb County, call a cab, and then take that bitch to my next destination to tell a motherfucker to get my ride. They don't play. Yeah, they don't play up there. But anyway.
Middle finger to them, too, because if they don't play with you, they ain't going to play with me.
I'm just saying people, period. They ain't even no black or white. It's just, they just nasty, just straight up. It was just nasty. But anyways, I got to ATL, you know what I'm saying, met up with my homeboys. And he took me around. I was like, man, nigga want to smoke, man. What, I know y'all got that thing up in there. You know what I'm saying? He was like, shit, you remember blah, blah, blah from the hood? All Tampa niggas is up there, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing whatever they doing. And so, boom, he took me to the first homeboy. I ain't seen this nigga in years. I mean, like, years. I'm like, damn, this is how we meeting up here, you know what I'm saying? He had the kush. I was like, man, I done heard about kush, man. I said, man, let me see that. So I put my nose in that little bag. I said, God damn. Yeah, let me get that right now. Not right now, but right now. Boom. He showed me love, though, right? He showed me love. I think I spent like $20 with him, man. He gave me like four dime bags.
Ooh, fella.
I said, God damn, bro. Appreciate it. Put that in the, you know what I'm saying? Put that in the pocket. He said, man, we got one more stop. Boom. Went and shot and seen another homeboy from Tampa. I said, man, what the shit is this? And y'all niggas got this presidential up here and y'all ain't bring it back home? They smart, though. They smart. You don't want to bring that back down here in Florida. You ain't even trying to. Once a word get around, and I'm telling you, all these crab-ass niggas down here, when they know you got that piff, it's like you ain't even got that pissed because some snitch ass nigga gonna be like, man, oh, I know some guy that came down here with the
motherfucker.
You feel me? Yeah, man, some bitch ass niggas down here, man.
Kill them snitches. I got a new song that's coming out. I got a straight up fucking hook says, kill them snitches. You kill them with the quickness. They're ruining our get. No, that's a. I don't know. They're ruining our. Something about we're ruining our game and they're taking and they're ruining all our riches or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're spreading like AIDS and they're ruining all our riches. That's what they. That's what I said. But yeah, snitches, man. This the hell of them up here, man. But shit, we leave them. We leave a scar on their face so everybody knows that they're identified. That that's a motherfucking snitch. You know what I'm saying? Snitches get stitches up in Northern California. That's how you can identify someone. So if you see someone, they say they're from North Cal, they got a scar on their face, it's 99% of the chances that they're motherfucking snitch right there.
Damn. And then we need to adopt that theory down here, boy, because shit.
Please do, because, I mean, you gotta tag these motherfuckers and identify these fools so you know not to fuck with these motherfuckers.
Not to fuck with them, yeah, man. That, I'm telling you, dog, it's so wicked down here, boy. You don't even know who to smoke with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm in the club, dog. I'm in the club burning. And I could have sworn these niggas looked like they were straight off the block. Man, these motherfuckers straight police.
Shit.
Straight police, dog. So, I mean, you got the shit. They ain't finna catch us. Put it that way. You can't put no white boy in the club, you know what I'm saying, and think that he finna bust anybody. So you got to put your own people in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's the only way you're going. Yeah, that's the only way. Because we all, off top, we looking suspect. That's just like me walking into an all-white club with a blunt in my mouth. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? I'm looking
Dang
suspect. Yeah, like, what the fuck you doing, dog? We don't smoke weed in here. Yeah. But we do in my club. You know what I'm saying? See, burn that bitch down. But let me get back to my story, right? So I went up to ATL. Now I done hooked with my second homeboy. Now this cat got the perk. I mean, it's plenty of stores down here. These cats down here, they go to the store, and they get the little blueberry spray, orange spray, and they spray their shit. Straight up be fooling a nigga like a motherfucker. I mean, straight backyard, and they just put that spray on, and now it's making it smell like front yard. But it's smoking like it's under the ground and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn, nigga, you must put some dirt in the bag. That's how it's smoking.
Yeah.
So, boom, I'm up there. I cop, he showed me love again. You know what I mean? He showed me love. He's like, man, I think I spent 40 with him, but I got 4 dub bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the a gram is like $20, right? Like a perp, yeah. So he gave me 4. Man, shit. Went to my homeboy house. I mean, we got to get some blunt. Went, got some Dutch Masters. You know what I'm saying? Went to the store, got some Dutch Masters. I said, man, I'm going to show y'all niggas how we do it tea time style. Yeah, I'm from stunting. That's how we do it down there in Florida. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker can't smoke with me. Can't smoke with me. Shit. I done rolled a doo-wop. I done just put 2 Dutches together. You know what I'm saying? I took 2 bags of Kush, 2 bags of Perp, and mixed that shit all up in 1 blunt. It was
killing people.
Bruh.
Kill people.
Nigga. 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 Like Cat Williams say, nigga. Nigga, man, shit. It was 3 of us when we first fired it up. When I first hit it, I passed that shit so quick. I mean, that shit looked. It made me feel like my lungs was finna just pop out my throat and look at me and be like, "Nigga, what is you doing?"
Jesus,
it was that potent. I mean, that when I say potent, that's some southern shit down here meaning it's potent. That's that potent.
I could imagine. I know what
that
means.
But they ain't tell me. You know what I'm saying? I guess they ain't never did it like that because he didn't tell me don't mix the Kush and mix the damn perp together. He didn't tell me don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm telling all y'all burners, if y'all true burner out there, please let me know if you mix some shit like that. Cause I won't hit your shit. I will hit it, but I will hit that bitch so fucking soft you would think I was a goddamn female.
Shit,
and I'm scared of hell.
Shout out to you for making a good combination, but you killing niggas if you doing that. I'm
yeah, look, dog, look, we hit it. I hit it like probably 1 time first. Boom, passing to my homeboy. Okay, boom, he done hit it. Bam, 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 about 3 times. He done passed it. The other homeboy, he done hit it about 3 times. The blunt is back to me. I'm like, damn, nigga. I mean, a cherry ain't even formed on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. This would be some serious shit. So boom, I know what I'm getting into now. So I'm gonna hit it. Boom, I'm hitting it about 3 times past that bitch. By the time it got down to my third homeboy, he had 2 chicks come over. You know what I'm saying? And one of the chicks is their birthday. So boom, they sit down. I'm like, okay, well that's what's up from Florida. You know, Tampa. What's up? You know what I'm saying? You know, shit. Well, you can smoke with us for your birthday. You want to smoke? Wrong fucking invitation.
Why don't you tell her to get in her birthday suit? You know what I mean?
I ain't know these chicks. These his people. Yeah, these was his people. You feel me? I ain't, you know, I'm from out of town. I ain't been just stepped down on no females like
that.
From
out of town, so you got to have a courtesy pass. Well, that's
yeah, you know.
Do.
But if I knew that they wasn't his people, I might have did that. You know what I'm saying? But one of them was his people, and I ain't even know the other chick. So, I still ruined the party. Because when I passed the blunt to the birthday girl, she hit that bitch 2 times, and she was gone. She passed it to a friend. Her friend hit it 2 times. Passed that bitch. They say, we too high. We got to go. I said, it's no fucking way. Them chicks got the fuck up and left after being there 5 minutes and hitting that motherfucking blunt 2 times.
You killing motherfuckers.
Dog. After they left, we sat down, it was way over a blunt and a half left. After 5 people done hit that motherfucker, and we weren't trying to touch it no more. We was stuck. I mean, literally sitting in there looking at the wall like we ain't got shit else to do, and life don't mean a motherfucking thing.
I could imagine, man. That sounds like a great mixture, man.
Man, I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? If I would have known that, I just would have put this straight kush in one blunt, and then when you get to the end, you might have hit. You know what I'm saying? So you can get like a vice versa. Then when you get down to the end, now you finna hit that perk. But I mixed it all in together, and it just you. Oh man!
Like I said, you killing motherfuckers.
Please. I did more than kill people, boy. I almost killed my motherfucking self. Matter of fact, speaking on that note, let me play one of my favorite songs. Hold on, y'all. We're gonna get in. But I want to get out, huh?
Get high. my phone, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so savvy. I troll like smell like granddaddy. Ugh, I know you like that. Buff, buff, that's what shit about that. I got grams, I got hits, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest ex-smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay point plus, I stay
yeah.
Big.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up and pray.
And I wanna get high.
Roll up
and
pray.
And I wanna get high.
From one session, I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. Tears came straight low, I thought I should mention. I see me in a blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple in the kiss, and I got the trope. Fire chronic grapes, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
That shit didn't work. I was trying to get damn Shy Romance on the line. I just called the number, she ain't picking up the phone. But that's what it do. That's the official Smoke Song 2009. You already know how we do it, man. Right here live. Got my dog Goofy Bone, that new hit sing, I Want to Get High. We got Iraq in the building. Smells so good, man. You already know how we do it, man. The nigga coming back on the phone coughing and shit. Goofy Bone, man. You live up to your name, homie. You damn sure do, man. Especially that song, boy.
Man, I'm telling you, we were blunted that night when we did. I think we did like 20 blunts. Yeah, 20, because I walked four times to the liquor store to get a pack of five opties.
Oh, y'all on the optimals, too. Damn, yeah. Y'all burning slower than a bitch.
That's our new sponsor, so shout out to the Optimo family.
Oh, yeah?
Swishers, they always break in my hands because I got big old fat hands, and they always breaking my hands, but Optimo, they're strong as hell.
Yeah. They just a little bit more. Well, really, it don't even matter now because they done went up on blunts all the way around the fucking board, so.
I know. I remember they were $3.99. The other day they were $4.50, and now they're $5.72.
God damn, for a box of blunts?
Just for a pack of fives.
Damn. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to send me some of them Iraqi cigarettes.
What Iraq cigarettes?
The motherfucking Iraqi cigarettes, goddamn it, because shit, tobacco gets too high down here, goddamn it. We're gonna have to stop up. We're gonna start importing shit from Iraq. Shit.
Iraq right now?
Yeah, man. This is my home girl, Lieutenant Maven. She in Iraq. You know what I'm saying?
Saluting you right now, girl.
Yeah, that's a real salute.
Salute you back.
Hey, I don't think you're doing the same saluting he doing.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out to you guys. Thank you for making us safe so we could be doing our thing. You know what I mean? And just much love.
Is that what they call it nowadays?
What's that?
Making y'all safe. But anyway, I ain't even gonna get into all that.
Thank you. just say thank you for being over there, shit. Because all that other shit is strictly political. Strictly political. And that's just,
yeah.
Yeah, that's politics.
You are more than welcome. Anytime I could be of service.
Oh,
wait
shit, when you say you was shit, when you say you was coming back home again, let me get my schedule clear here. You did say you was coming home for Thanksgiving, right? You might have to hook up. I can get me another meal for Thanksgiving. Oh, y'all ain't catch that.
Hey, Goofy Bone, Lieutenant.
That man, this man is goofy stoned, Lieutenant.
Goofy. Yeah. I'm stoned right now. I'm on blood numbers.
Yeah, goofy stoned at his blood.
I think it's six.
Hey man, did I let you hear my Pastor Blunt song? Did you hear it?
No. Go ahead, play that.
You ain't heard it. Now, I know Boom Boom. She not heard it. She probably sick of hearing because she can't smoke and shit. But hey, girl, go ahead and toss that up.
Oh,
Iraqi
no, I'm good.
Cigarette.
I'm good.
Oh, well, put that Iraqi cigarette in the air then and let them know what time it is. You know what I mean? I know all, anybody who know me, shit, you either a drinker or a smoker. I prefer you to be on the smoking side. But if you're on that drinking side, like goddamn Lane will admit, my homeboy Lane, he'll tell you now. Now he a deacon now, y'all. Let me get this right. Let me get y'all on the point. I ain't seen my brother in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But Lieutenant Mabel, we done been on this final super army buddy mission. You know what I'm saying? We done found like five of our old school army buddies. We ain't talked to in like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's still alive. You know what I'm saying? Like thank the Lord for that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's still alive. And but as you see, 10 years, man, it do a lot for people's lives, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, over the course, since I got out of high school, you know what I'm saying, I graduated in 96, and a couple of my high school friends, I done lost, you know what I'm saying, done passed and stuff, or they incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, just a lot of crazy shit done there. I mean, even a couple of them on crack, you know what I'm saying, they done somehow went and didn't, I don't know, your brain on drugs commercials didn't fucking work, because these motherfuckers on the crack shit, you know what I'm saying, so, you know. But that's how, you know, hold on, damn, everybody keep trying to call in. Hold on, y'all. Y'all got to hold on. As a matter of fact, y'all two talk. How about that? Y'all two talk and hold on.
Okay. I can hold. So how you doing over there, darling?
I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. It's good that you guys are, you know, showing them that, you know, that the way of the world should be the way of the world, and, you know, when you have the cash, I guess we have to, you know, tell you what to do, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, I'm Goofy
Bone. Yeah, what time is it where you are?
I'm Goofy Bone from San Jose, California. No, I'm an up-and-coming rapper from Straight Loc Records.
No, I said, what time is it?
Oh, what time is it over here? Oh, I'm sorry. It's 10:30, 4 a.m.
Oh, okay. Man, they just getting started.
All right, that was Shiro, man. She said she been going through some technical difficulties at the house. So I need to call her back because she said she got some words she needs to spit to the room for her freestyle. She finna call. I'm finna call her now. This is some new shit I ain't know I could even do. You know what I'm saying? So. Thank you, Lord, for not hanging up on everybody. Cause I know it'd be hard, especially for Iraq to call back in, boy. They'd be putting through it. But yeah, we finna put on the line real quick, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
I'm on.
Hook it up.
So yeah, you gotta Google Goofy Bone if you want to know what I look like. You have a MySpace?
It's some live shit.
Do I have a, yeah, I have a mic.
Because you got this message does not mean
God damn, girl, get your...
I could be running behind.
She's supposed to answer.
Man, she with that Thompson. Call me right back. Oh. Hold on, damn it. Y'all keep
calling. I know. We're going to beat her.
Damn it. Hold on. That bullshit. Let me try one more time. God damn it. All this damn flashing and shit. So I got to flash myself and shit. You know I'm Men in Black? Just pay attention right here, people. Just play it. Flash the ass and shit. All right, I'm going to try one more time. Trying to get Shy Romance on the line, y'all, live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hold on.
Yeah, so I got to hear that. I know she got something good for me.
Yeah, she baby girl got it going on. She knows how to talk. She got good words.
Yeah. She's inspired me to try to write something. One of these Freestyle Fridays, I might, you know, actually have a little something to spit.
Yeah.
Spit out, you know?
Let it out.
Oh, there she go. I hear the kids. There she go, y'all. I hear the kids.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm shy.
Go get
out. He every time we go on the show, he come in the room.
That's his baby there.
I'm just saying, he the only one out of everybody else. He know when you on the show.
Huh.
He be knowing when you on this show.
Yes, yes, yes.
Get on the show.
How you all doing first? I'm not on the board, so I don't know who I was on the line or everything, but I got
I'm on the line.
Who is this? Who is this? Miss Black?
Yeah, Miss Black on the line.
How you doing?
Hey there, Miss Black. I'm expressing, but I'm here. I wrote a piece this morning that I wanted to read.
Hold on.
Before I left out.
And we got Goofy Bone. We got
hey,
dog San Jose. Yeah, San Jose is on the line.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey there, baby. Oh, y'all picking me up for real. Oh, I'm stressing. Damn.
Sound like that
this?
Girl. Shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me read this. I don't know if I read my piece that I called My Nigga, you know, but I was reading it to a friend of mine last night, and he was like, well, I don't doubt you for nothing you write, but won't you write something? I'm like, well, shit, all right, I'll try it. So this is what I wrote. It's called These Bitches.
Oh, shit, that sounds like some Scandalous Bitch
okay.
Saturdays, y'all. That sounds like something for tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah, you might have to hold on to that one.
Come here. These bitches. These bitches are really the type of bitches you... Oh, hold up. These bitches. These bitches are really the type of bitches you really don't want to fuck with. See, maybe you could deal with a bitch if there was room for improvement and growth, but these ones with no high school education, GED, job court, no job, sounds like that's just no hope. Only thinking about drinking and popping pills and coke. Yeah, I do indeed engage in my green, but that's a want, not a motherfucking need, because my first obligation belongs to my folder seeds. But that stupid bitch just stuck on stupid for no apparent reason. But stay getting her hair done, manicure, pedicure, Gucci down, and love men teasing and pleasing, riding in her new Ford Focus with 22-inch rims and with
damn.
The sound just beating. But kids hungry as hell because that bitch didn't feed them. She got 7 babies with 6 baby daddies, 5 maybe pappies, 4 step daddies, 3 unrelated uncles that only visit mommy at night. And now the kids confused, scratching their heads, saying, damn, something just ain't right. And now this foolish hood bitch be initiating kids fight, laughing at the profanity, swinging loosely from the little toddler's mouth, saying, oh, you heard what Pookie just said? He said he was going to bust that motherfucker head. Yeah, Pookie don't play. And shit, that's my one-year-old son. You best get out his damn way. But the next day at the grocery store, the same stuff slips out, and now it ain't funny no more. You want to bust Pookie in his mouth, you bitch. Then you got the bougie bitch, the used-to-be street hood gutter bitch that moved to the city. Now she's the other bitch, got her own shit, claiming independence, but still slobbing on the dick. Only difference now is that it's in her new house instead of her low-income apartment. But, oh, how easily we tend to forget, but not me, because you still a bougie bitch. That's all I wrote so far.
Ooh.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
My God.
Sorry, the only part I picked up on
like
was slobbing on the dick, but, yeah, no. it kind of stood out to me a little bit. But, damn, who around there riding in a motherfucking, first of all, who the hell riding a Ford Focus on some goddamn 22?
You know how they be wanting to
do it. That's some ghetto-ass shit. We do shit like that. Motherfuckers go out, get the raggedest-ass car, and put some fucking $1,000 rims on that shit. No paint job and a road gear radio with 2 tweeters in that motherfucker talking about they jamming.
Yes, and kids be looking like shit.
Look, man.
Mm.
Girl, you going to have to say that again on Scandalous Bitch Saturday, because I'm going to have to call some of these scandalous...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey, I'm going to have to call some of these scandalous bitches up so they can hear that.
Do that.
And I'll be like, hey, y'all are winners. Straight up, man. I mean, I might even have to record that girl and put that on a CD. Shit.
That's fine.
He's crazy.
But, yeah, I know I usually sit up in here with you, but I got to go handle this business. So thanks for calling me, baby.
You already know, girl. You already know.
Y'all have a
all
good
right,
one.
All right, Sha. Talk to you later. You
right.
too.
Love you, Sha.
Goddamn true fan shit. Oh, that's true motherfucking fan shit there. I don't know what the hell y'all motherfuckers doing. That's true fan shit when a motherfucker call behind the damn door to still get on the show. Calling me direct. He calling me direct. Calling me on the government line.
On the government.
Yeah, you know.
I know every type of those bitches she named.
Every type.
But
at the same time, now I done met the same type of niggas, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what I
but
say about
remember,
Mexican.
Remember, the other day we said bitch doesn't necessarily mean female.
Right. And
so,
that's why.
It's both.
It's both. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's
bitch.
A unisex. That motherfucker is unisex.
Well, bitch does not discriminate.
Yeah, that was hot there, though. Thank you, thanks, Shy Romance, and my cricket letter out there, you know what I'm saying? Mississippi holding it down. Y'all already know how we do it, man. It's the livest damn radio station. It should be syndicated, but I can't reach Iraq if I was. That's the only thing, man. I ain't trying to be syndicated. Bitch couldn't even offer me a damn radio job. Can we reach Iraq? Oh, well, I can't fuck with you then. I can't fuck with you. Can I say what I want to say? Can my guests call up and say what they want to say, speak their mind, and let their ass follow? Well, then I can't fuck with your show. I can't.
Hold on real quick.
Nah, nigga, we live.
This motherfucker rolling up and shit. Y'all got to hold on. I got to roll up another spliff.
hold on.
That damn wrapping paper, fucking blunt paper and shit, crumbling it up and shit. Damn, nigga, do I hear some buzz being broken up and shit?
What's that noise busting, in the background?
You know what I'm saying? Busting open zip bags and shit. All I hear some crumpling and shit. What the hell is that? What the? Goddamn, Goofy Bone got us on the live blunt rolling chat line. I'm finna let y'all listen to how to really roll blunt. Y'all can only listen though, you know what I'm saying? Well, what is it? 404? This look like ATL.
The first.
Is that ATL?
Or the truth.
Have you got 404 in here? 404, you on the line, caller, what's happening?
Who this is?
I don't know. They trying to be silent but deadly. Who this is?
Y'all talking to me?
Think so. 404?
Yeah, what's going on?
Who this him?
Yeah, this verse the truth.
Say that one more
what's
time.
What's that, truth?
This verse the truth.
Verse the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, explain that for me.
Huh?
Explain your name for me.
Oh, explain it? Verse actually came from back when I first started rapping and stuff. It was versatile, but to shorten it, everybody went with verse. And that just became what it was. And the truth came from something that everybody started calling me whenever they heard me spit. I actually started battling years ago, so they used to hear me spit or whatever and be like, yeah, you the truth. So that's just what it was. My whole name was picked. I didn't choose it for me at all. You know, just give it to me.
Okay, now see, you just broke something down. Let me first, before I get into that comment, let me first introduce you to who we got in the room. Now, first of all, welcome. My name is DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, Fight the Power and the Place to Be, straight out of 813. You know what I'm saying? I got on the line, though, man. This is an international show. I ain't local by no means. So
already
I got...
I got a show on BTR, too. I already know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what time it is. So, you know, I got my dog Goofy Bone in here representing San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? And I got Lieutenant Maven at the top, you know what I'm saying, the finest female in Iraq currently serving over there.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Represent. So, that's how we doing it. That's how we doing it. Now, today is International Freestyle Friday. You sound like a lyricist. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I seen. That's what I call them.
So that's what I'm talking about. Now, I already had N-O-L, my dog LP representing 504 New Orleans. He called in earlier. Got his two rocks off because he was at work. You know what I'm saying? So he had to hurry up a call in and do his thing. I'm giving everybody the ample time. What I'm trying to do is just line people up, though, because I want y'all to know this is some real shit that I'm going to be doing each and every Friday, you know what I'm saying, for the freestylers.
Okay, so you just started it up.
This the first day. You popping the cherry, goddammit. I guess I shouldn't use that because there ain't no motherfucking females except for Lieutenant Maven on the line. But, yeah, I'm going to let you get your bars in. I ain't got no beats for you, though. Straight off the dome. Yeah, just straight off the dome. Rip it, flip it, and let it go. And I got another 404 caller. Hold on 1 second. 404, what's happening?
What's good?
All right, who we got in the building?
This is Deuce Mino.
All right, Deuce Mino. Now, both of y'all represent, that's 404, that's ATL, right?
That happens to be my brother on the line right there. That happens to be my brother. Shout out to him.
Shout out to my brother.
Y'all sound just alike and shit. Y'all going to start rapping at the same time?
Shout out to the brothers.
No, you don't never know what might happen.
Damn, y'all sound just alike. That's wild in the biz, man.
Yo,
what
might happen on this line?
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, let me introduce you, bro. What's your name again?
I'm Deuce Mino, D-U-C-E-M-I-N-O, hell from the West Coast, out here in the ATL, my brother right now, though.
All right, Deuce Mino. Okay, so where you got your name from?
Oh, man, Deuce's death usually comes early, and Mino just, you know what I'm saying, kind of locked on. I'm saying we've been doing the music for a long, long time.
Okay, y'all got tracks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got music? And...
We got all that.
All right, well, y'all already know, man. Let me give you my email address, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can ask Goofy Bone. As soon as you send it to me, well, I got 12 minutes left of the show, so it'll be for my Saturday show. You know what I'm saying? I definitely tell it.
Hey, don't freestyle until I come back.
That's Iraq, you know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying?
I got to use the bathroom. Hold on.
She's hosting the show from out in Iraq, bro.
Yeah, yeah, man. This is how we do it, man. International, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's
what's
up. I get on my show. One of my AKAs is the international DJ. I don't got international people yet, but you know, I'm playing music from everywhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm doing the whole thing. So yeah.
Well, I put that in front. I used to be Tampa Bay's most unbiased DJ because really, I play everything. Country. I don't give a damn what it is. Rock, jazz. You want to hear it? I'm gonna play it. I even do, you know, Christian comedy on the show. You know what I'm saying? I had my homeboy Meech Dog, who do he a comedian. You know what I'm saying? I had like two comedians already that called the show. My homeboy, the world famous Peacock, he been on BET and a couple other shows. You know what I'm saying? He came and kicked a couple little jokes and stuff on the show today. I mean, it's been real well rounded.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's yeah. I almost since you just said that, I ain't finna do it though. I was finna call myself Tampa Bay's most international DJ, but it's too close. Too close. It's already been taken. Name's been taken. It's branded. I ain't fucking with it no more. Tampa Bay's most unbiased DJ. I'm just shit on Blog Talk though, so we is international. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, okay. Let me give y'all my email, and then I'm gonna let Versus spit first. And then Def, you can Def, you know what I'm saying? You can run yours, you know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, did you say you was gonna spit something?
I didn't know I was supposed to, but yeah, I'm down.
Shit, you calling this line on Freestyle Friday? Shit, we got to take it. We got to do it. We got to do what we got to do. I know Maven, she our fan, y'all. That's the spectator and the fan. She gonna enjoy the freestyling and give y'all a whole bunch of applauses after it's over with.
Right.
That's if it's hot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, if it's hot.
If it's hot, now y'all should hear a golf clap. Girl, you have to put the phone and give us a loud clap over the phone. Matter of fact, clap over the phone so we can even hear you. Give us some practice. Give us a hand clap right now.
Clap.
So, I almost said something. I almost put a couple of U's and C's and some K's behind that. But I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay.
All right, check it out. We got 10 minutes, man. Y'all got the flow. It's three of y'all gonna kick it 3 minutes apiece.
All right.
Versus you run it first, then we're gonna come back with Goofy, break it up, then we're gonna come back with Def.
Oh, so hey, right. It's gotta be 16 bars.
Man, it can be one bar.
What about 100?
Right,
what if we're on 100?
You got 3 minutes.
I got 3 minutes?
You got 3 minutes.
All right, let's get it. You ready?
Go.
All right, here we go. Man, I'm so hood, and I'm so high, I'm feeling so good. Man, I'm so fly, and my chest beating with the heart of an eagle, so I'm soaring over all of the people. See, I'm more than just a part of the people. I'd emerge with the culture, out to be the rap version of Oprah, you dig? Your boy that came a long way from serving the coca, not for, but I'm certainly focused for real, huh? And now I'm racing down the road to riches. Stay away from potholes and ditches. Stay away from hot holes and snitches. They wait and I chose to get it. I want cake. I chose the kitchen. So now I'm getting paid when they nose is itching. But you know that shit change when them folks is listening. Hope you keep it out on the hush-hush. Act wild in that trap house could easily be a drug bust. Spot too hot, turn it down to a simmer. Guess I gotta be patient, wait around for my dinner. Man, I hate laying down as a sinner. Go to wash it all away, I may drown in the river. And when that's weighing down on my mental, I'm drowning my liver. With ounces of liquor, nigga, come and take a walk in my shoes. Take a walk in my clothes with my heart and my soul. Look, All I got's an eight of hearts with low hope. But still I gotta play my cards, I won't fold. No, so you gon' have to call my bluff. And is it really worth all your luck? Do you really think you all that tough? I think your people been pumped. You full of diesel, man, you all gassed up. What? Tell them niggas to snap out of it. All I gotta do is yell brat and I gotta click. Mr. President, rap's my politics. Product of the jungle, no rats in my environment. And I'm out to rap to my retirement. So you know a nigga focus on the money. Gotta go and get it, daddy told me as a youngin'. And plus you know he with me like good crack. Told me if the world kick, I better push back. Taught a nigga never listen to them hood rats. And you could best believe a nigga understood that. So I got on my shit and never looked back. And
time.
Now music is my self make. That's my time?
That's the time. 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Ding, 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 ding.
What we got, Judge? What we got, Judge?
Judge?
You goddamn right, girl. I want to clap or something, shit. Make
Judge?
That ass clap or something.
Again.
You
need a hand clap.
There we go. Now she looking for audibles and shit. That's what she looking for. I ain't got no audibles to put
on. Yeah. So you supposed to have those things ready.
Hey, I got them ready, man. I just ain't had them played them yet, man. I got some shit coming. But look, I got a couple more minutes. I want to try to get everybody out of the way.
Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah, I get me send a shout out to everybody in the chat room. Sup, Ann J, Lil Lola, all the way. We got New Zealand tuning in right now, y'all. New Zealand is in the building. We got Just Last Night, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to everybody in the building, man. Versus the Truth, we got on the line right now. We got Deuce Mino. So we finna get into my dog Crazy Bone. Crazy Bone. 2 minutes, dog. Hold it down.
Goofy
Go.
Bone in the house. Northern Cali love. ATL, what's up? Florida, what's up? I'm just doing my thing, hustling, slanging cocaine. I gotta do my thing to get my house and shit. 6'4 in the house. That's how I do it. I ride left and right, and you know I always screw with the hoes left and right. That's what I like to get. Big tits with some cash in the pocket. Rocking the Louis and stealing them chucks. Gang banging to the fullest, and they know what's up. I go to the East Coast every time so I can go out and get some East Coast rhymes because I love them motherfuckers to the fullest. Northern California, you know how we do this. I'm always repping red because I'm from the north. I put the dab in the ditches, how it goes. Because your life ain't shit like the way I rock it. I always carry a nine because I love to shoot it. Motherfuckers don't know on how I do it. I'm up in the club and the hoes love to screw it. But I'm the bone and I'm goofy like that. And I just kick back, smoking blunts on the couch with my feet in the air because I'm a pimp. I'm always a boss because I have a fucking... Oh, man, I'm...
Anyway, dog,
yeah.
Goofy Bone calling in, rap. Dog calling in, rap. Hey, we got somebody from Double Triple Zero. Is that New Zealand?
Hey, CJ.
Oh, snap, man. Y'all getting her international day. Y'all need to say what's up to
Lola.
Miss
what's up, Lola?
Little Lola. She represents all the way in New Zealand. So y'all don't think it's a game. What time is it there, Lola?
It's 5 to 7 in the morning.
And 5 to, God damn. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right, she all in the morning, y'all.
Yeah, I just woke up.
Yeah, you woke up and caught the
show.
Wow.
Well, you woke up on time. We got one more freestyler. Let's go. 5 minutes left.
We got to move. Hold on, little Lola. Kick your freestyle, Death.
Deuce Mino, yeah, from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying?
Deuce.
In ATL right now.
Damn, I said Death.
All right, here we go. I'm running like this. Check it. I'm super flickety fly as young pilot. I get skitty and high, I smoke violet. Come to your city one time, they co-sign it. Cause they only rock with real than them folk lying. I turn to Dr. Phil when them hoes crying. And you can take the Dr. Bill for your time and stare at my jewels and glare like he's shining. AKA Polar Bear, check my climbing. Lanes break with clockwork, check your timing. I'm so sick after listening, you'll vomit. Check my kicks, rocking them, nobody. Cause money I tend to see like yo Gotti. Tell them niggas get like me, I'm so outie. deep in the wild, wild west like Howdy. Lost in the jungles, music can't found me. Young Mufasa's the name, so crown me. Haters talk loud, but when around, they soundless. Personally to me, they all sweet like brownies. All my little G's get green and they rowdy. So if I tell them make you bleed, they bout it. Pull up in that motherfucking spaceship soundless. Yeah, Deuce Mino.
Solid. They pull up in the spaceship.
Deuce Mino.
Deuce Mino. That's www.myspace.com/DUCEMINO.
That's real. Yeah. That's real. Send out, four. We got another four. Damn, y'all representing four. Who the, oh, is that your brother that called back in?
Yeah, I had to call back. My battery died. I had to call back.
Oh, okay. True that. Okay. Well, big ups to ATL. And where y'all originally from again?
I'm from here, Atlanta. You're all day east side, Decatur, L-Town, Stone Mountain. You already know what it is.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm originally from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Los Angeles, Bay Area, East Diego, Go Dumb, all that. I reps that.
And Goofy Bone.
Northern California, San Jose.
Okay.
Lieutenant Maven. Where you repping?
I'm in the house.
Now, where you repping, girl? I know you
right
in the
now.
House.
Right now. I'm repping for the.
Oh, no. Where you at now? We know you in Iraq, but where you from? Though? Where you rep? Where you rep?
I'm repping the NO504, but also 251 Fulltown, Foley, Alabama.
Who the hell know where some damn Alabama at?
Alabama.
Hey, big ups to Fort Rucker down there. Little Lola, where you representing?
Oakland, New Zealand.
Wake up, Lola, wake up.
Yeah, she like, she Delphi. She ain't Delphi. She dragged on the phone like Goofy Bone on that blunt, boy. I mean, slow and steady, just like, I'm here.
Hey, I'm in the
good.
Hey, that's real, man. But check this out, y'all. I got 90 seconds. I just want to extend my condolences to all y'all, man. Thank y'all very much. All my fallen soldiers over there serving in Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to y'all. All my peoples around the country, man, that's everywhere in between from 813 all the way up to Iraq. Because if you ain't in between there, then damn it, you must be in outer space. Shit, your ass must be in outer space. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing all sides. So, look, man, tune in tomorrow. Super duper Saturdays, man. I'll let y'all get on again, kick a couple of freestyles. You got to call in early, though. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call in a little late. So that's why I ain't get it to be able to give you your full, you know what I'm saying, time to shine. So my show starts at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It starts on time. It's not on black folk time. That's not BFT time. That's BTR time.
Okay.
I'm here. 12 to 2. Come through, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a cousin, wake their ass up because it's going down. What you got to say, girl?
Verse, let us know when your show.
Oh, yeah,
when you
show.
I'm on every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show is called Voice of the People. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/versetheTruth.
Talk, but... The show is now off the air. So, everybody on the... Yeah, because see what happens now, the show only runs for 2 hours straight. And then, you know what I'm saying, you can... We all five callers right now, like some more people called in. I mean, hell, we can have a chat line, but then nobody on the actual, you know what I'm saying, that's online, they won't be listening to it. You know what I'm saying, because it's not streaming live. Yeah. But one thing about this here is it's after our show, it's still recorded live. So everything we're saying right now...
It'll be in the archive.
It's still going to be in the archives. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? They can still hear it. You know what I'm saying? Little Lola.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm just bothering you because you're the only one sleeping in the room and shit.
Everybody who in the room, I'm sending everybody friend requests right now, so y'all need to add me on all these little networks. I'm following everybody on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, all that. So.
Yeah, I'm like on everything. So if you follow me, I'm going to follow you. Favorite me, I'm a favorite you.
I just followed you. I'm following you already. I just followed
you. Done. Yeah. Already added.
Yeah, so it's going. I ain't even seen it yet, but I got it. Who was, what did I say? Just you going to Ohio. Okay, I'm reading in the chat room.
All right, I'm about to hang up, y'all.
Hey, girl.
200 minutes of my phone card. But
damn,
it's all good. Freestyle Friday.
You say 200 minutes on a...
Wait. Wait, 120. Whatever 2 hours is, shit.
Oh, I was going to say.
120
damn.
Minutes, yeah.
At
is it 120? It's all the dirt over here. It's got me confused and shit.
Hey, I'm finna holler at y'all.
That's real. That's real. Hey, everybody call in. Thank y'all very much, man. Please tune in tomorrow. I'm telling you, that show going to be so ignorant tomorrow that y'all probably going to be throwing up.
I'll be there.
I'm telling you, I got some people coming through. We're going to get straight crazy tomorrow. Peace out, Cal. Thank y'all very much. ATL, New Zealand. I can't even call you back. You
on Messenger.
Yeah, matter of fact, Lola, you on Messenger?
I am.
You are? You on Yahoo Messenger? Oh, okay, well, it's just me and you now. You on Yahoo Messenger?
I'm on MSN.
MSN. Do I have an MSN Messenger? I think I got MSN Messenger. What is it on MSN? Or do you even use it?
I do sometimes. I do.
Oh, okay. You know, I'll be having it now. I'll be using it.
I have your email address, actually. And I sent you an email, but I don't know. Maybe it didn't go through.
Okay. When did you send it?
It was a while ago now.
Yeah, I should have got it. You sent it to the smelly BTR?
Yeah, yeah.
I should have got that. I have to check again because I don't think I got it. I will check though. I'll figure that out. Yeah, we had some problems today with the chat. Did you have any problems logging into the chat room?
No, it was actually pretty fast for me today. Usually it takes a while, but today was okay. Maybe a minute it took to get it, but yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because everybody else, we was just kind of tripping. Boy, I mean, it took a little minute for even me. I ain't even pulled the chat room up yet. Not on my show page. I had to pull the external chat room up just to see, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, BTR's been having funny problems in the last, I don't know, few months, actually.
Yeah, so everybody been like, man, they hating on your show, man. They hating on your show. I'm like, no, it ain't me. I know I'm clicking in a couple of these shows, and I'm super mild compared to the kind of stuff they be talking about. You know what I'm saying? So
but there have been a couple of hosts who have been, I think BTR disabled their account. So in the last couple of weeks, and then other hosts have left because their listeners have had so much trouble getting in. And yeah, so it's pretty not too good actually.
Mm. Yeah, well, I got another site. I just ain't got my webcam and stuff up yet. And it's I can do the same blog talk type deal, but then you know what I'm saying, you can use your actual video camera, you know what I'm saying? I can use my webcam, and then anybody with webcams can click in, you know what I'm saying, like you calling on the phone, you can actually click on and I can pull your video up. I can pull your webcam up so everybody can see you on your webcam.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some next level stuff I'm trying to get into. And then they got the other thing. They got this other crap, really, though. It's called TalkShoe.
TalkShoe, yeah, I've been there. I can't remember whose show I went to listen to, but...
It seems so generic, though.
Yeah, and I didn't like the chat room people. They're, you know, really nasty. You know, like, I think I just gone into somebody's show and they're already, you know, the shit started, and I was like, well, fuck this, I'm not gonna hang around. It looked easier for a host to you know, do stuff, so I don't know, maybe it's, you know, worth a go.
Oh, I mean, it kept saying conference call. I'm like, well, that's not just what I'm trying to do. I mean, a conference call is one thing, but this is not conference calling what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? This is like interactive radio, so I can play more songs, you know what I'm saying, then I have to really sit up there and be talking. That's just for, like, if you want to put two, which I don't even see that, you know what I'm saying, 250 people, you know what I'm saying, talk, trying to talk at one time, or you trying to moderate that many people. My homeboy said, he's like, he said, it's hard enough to do 20 people, and you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even see 20 people coming to Blog Talk, and everybody trying to, because even with them five people online, we was all stepping on each other.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you're right. It's not that easy to control a big discussion. I think, too, on Skype, you know, the audio quality isn't that good as well. You know what I mean? So when you have the more people you have on, you'll have some people who are louder than others, and some who you can't hear them properly. So it gets kind of frustrating.
That's what you're using on Skype?
On Skype? Yeah. On Skype, I can have up to 25 people on a conference, but because of the way people's internet connections work, I think the audio quality is really only good enough on four. So four people for me is usually the majority, and even then it's not that good all the time. But this depends on what you want to do. If somebody's downloading or uploading stuff as well while they're on a Skype call, Skype really can't handle it. So, usually I have to tell people, close all your program, stop downloading, stop uploading, and then the quality will be better. So,
Now, I actually scheduled a show, and talk show people sent me a message telling me, hey, you had a show scheduled, and you didn't do the show. I'm like, because I looked around, and it was interesting at first, but then I kept just comparing it to Blog Talk, and it's just no comparison. It ain't.
Yeah.
I mean, well, talking to people.
Interesting thing about Blog Talk is the listenership, the number of people that come through Blog Talk to listen. You don't really get that kind of range anywhere else. Like here, there's a really good diversity among the listeners. You get all sorts to your shows, but at other places, it just seems to be one type of person, one type of listener. So.
This is first out of any kind of anything that's got to do with the name blog in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's truthfully what it is, a blog. You can blog, you can talk, or you can listen to it like a radio.
All the changes Blog Talk have made, a lot of people don't like them, and it's really because of it's not as user-friendly as it used to be for a listener, whatever show I go to, I have to call in because I don't get sound. I can't get into some shows,
you don't have sound?
Yeah. Blog Talk just doesn't. I don't know. Blog Talk is, they just don't like me. Every show I go to, I would just have sound problems. So I have to call in for certain shows just to listen. I just don't even bother asking them for help anymore. Yeah. But it's good because I get to talk to a host, So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like it when you call in, too, because, because it's one thing to really tell. I mean, people just don't really understand how far this show reaches. Or, like any of the shows, anything on Blog Talk Radio is international. But, for my callers, they be calling like right here from my little hometown. They really don't. They think it's a game. They really think it's a game. So that's why I'd be like, Lord, what time is it there? So they won't be like, oh, she's just 2 hours. No, brother, she's way the hell behind. And Iraq is way the hell.
Yeah.
Because Iraq, it's 8 o'clock now, I think, in Iraq. I think that's
what it was. Oh, I love talking to her, too. I wish I could have come in earlier. It's so good to hear her.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yes, okay, so matter of fact, hold on, if it's 8 o'clock there, and it's what time your time?
So 7:10 a.m. now on Saturday morning.
Oh, wait, damn. Y'all, both of y'all ahead of us.
So
you ahead of me, and she ahead of you.
No, I think I'm a store ahead of her. Unless she's in daylight savings. New Zealand is first in the world. That's why they had the big argument, you know, when the year 2000 was coming up. And because we were first, that meant that New Zealand was going to be the first country in the world to see the new year, the year 2000. And I think it was Tonga, one of the islands, they wanted to get all the publicity, so they actually changed their time. So I think they did it officially. So they're actually like an hour ahead of New Zealand, but it's not recognized because they cheated, basically. So yeah, we're I think first in the world. Yeah, and there's not that much of a time difference in New Zealand. Like from one end of the country to the other, the biggest time difference will be probably only 15 minutes. So it's really not that big. You can go to anywhere in the country and it'll be pretty much the same time.
So you practice daylight savings time?
Our daylight savings starts beginning of April, I think, and that will last until September, I think. So yeah, we're not far away.
But y'all actually do practice. I mean, cause like it's like two states here that don't even, you know what I'm saying, recognize daylight savings time.
Oh really? So they stay the same the whole year through? Wow.
The whole year through, Arizona and it's one other state. Yeah, they don't recognize.
That's good actually. I don't like daylight savings. It's so hard to get used to.
Yeah, it's just weird. I really don't understand how you manipulate time like that, though. I mean, how can you manipulating time? I mean, there ain't no other way to say that.
Yeah, they do it because the days get naturally longer or something, and so to take advantage of the light, they extend the time so that in the evenings you're getting longer longer daylight hours. But you know. I don't know. I just don't like it. By the time I get used to it, it's time to change.
It's over again. Yeah, then you back to the. It's a real jacked
yeah.
up type of jacked up type of schedule. But I want to go to Arizona just to see. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference? Like, what difference does it really make? I mean, are you older than me? You know what I'm saying? Or like you younger than me?
I,
you know, because of that. Because every time it takes, it's either taking an hour off. Or it's giving you an hour. So, I mean,
right.
I don't know. I don't know. That's just.
And the thing is, it doesn't make a difference for, like, you know, animals don't give a shit. Children don't give a shit, you know. It's always going to be the same. They're going to be hungry at the same time. You know, so.
Yeah, rather it's.
I can't tell having an extra hour of daylight is that important. But, you know, some people love it. They love having the long daylight hours. But, yeah, if I had my way, I would just stick to the same time.
Yeah, as a kid, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was cool for us because we didn't understand what the hell daylight savings time was. That just meant, you know, either we were going to get to stay outside later or we're going to have to come in the house earlier.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, that was our
yeah.
whole thing. But as you get older,
mom,
man.
Yeah, we had to go to bed at the same time, daylight savings or not. So, you know, going to bed during daylight is just it wasn't cool.
Well, we had my mom was like, you know, when the street lights come on, you better have your mind in the house. You know, so that's. But then you talking about daylight savings time kick in. Shit, we ain't in the house till 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Because that's when the street lights ain't coming on to like 8.
That's right.
8:30. So, you know, kids, man, we be out. That tear us up, though, because, you know what I'm saying, once we finally do come in, with our normal, you know, in the house, wash up, eat, in time, now that's been set back by actually 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours, right.
Yeah, it's like set off for like 2 hours, because, you know what I'm saying, you got that wind down.
Yeah.
That 8 would have normally been 7. You see
right.
what I'm saying? But then it don't even get dark until at 7 o'clock. It won't even get dark until, like, by 8 o'clock. I mean, it'll be, like, 7:30. You know what I'm saying? It normally be
yeah.
getting dark.
So it'll be later. It would be later, and then everything you do would be later. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
your
now,
mom sounds cool. My mom is she's so mean.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, 7 o'clock in the house, 7:30 bed.
Yeah, you girl.
No matter.
You're a girl. I'm a guy. It's a whole different world out there for you and me.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
The way that girls are brought up compared to boys is just, yeah.
Yeah, but then again, you got, it ain't, I don't know, because, you know, the world always been crazy, I mean, but now it's just filled with more pedophiles and child rapists and all this other kind of sick shit that's walking the streets.
Yeah, I personally think that it's not, it hasn't changed as, you know, so much, or it hasn't changed as much as people think. I think it's just publicized more. So what we see today is really no different than to what was happening 20 years ago.
We just didn't recognize
more,
it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like anything really, like especially domestic violence. You know, that's one thing that I think has come out. It's more publicized now, but in the old days, you know, you never heard about it. That was stuff that happened behind people's closed doors.
Yeah.
So I kind of think, yeah, it's all about raising awareness to it. But I think parents today are overprotective anyway, you know. Like, did you read about that boy? Was it the mother in New York or something, and she sent her son out on his own. She gave him $20, no cell phone. She dropped him off in the city, and she let him take the subway home. It took him like 45 minutes, and he was fine. But the you know, the publicity around it, people were so angry at her for allowing, you know, his son to go out on his own. But, you know, I think it was good for him.
I mean, how old is he?
I think he was nine.
Oh, shit. Man, please. You couldn't. I mean, when I was nine, I mean, we was all the way across town on bicycles. We was anywhere we wanted to be.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, man, that's that. But see, now that's the same bull like they pulled Michael Jackson. I mean, the average kid, I know plenty of parents that they throw their baby so high in the air that the baby looked like it done went to space before it come back down. And that's a parent playing with their child. Nobody's saying, nobody pulls the camera out and says, ooh. Michael Jackson put his baby over that balcony and had full control of the baby. You know what I'm saying? He was just playing with the crowd.
Oh, come on. Even that one made my heart drop a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm like, but if anybody else would have did that, it wouldn't have been no say-so.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been a say-so, you know what I'm saying? And it's one thing, like, if he would have tossed the baby, you know what I'm saying, that would have been one thing. I mean, he leaned over with the baby in his hand and was like, I know y'all want my baby, you can't have it.
Yeah.
But they blew that up like, he's a child molester. I mean, he's a child abuser and all. Oh, man, come on, man.
But that's what they do these days. They take these things that, you know, kids used to, I remember we used to walk to school and home again, you know, there was no ride. You have to find your own way to school. And that was it. But these days, you know, I see so many parents taking their kids to school in cars and, you know, or they'll go and pick them up and everything. And I don't see any kids walking home alone anymore, you know, walking with their friends. I mean, that was like the best part of the day. You know, meeting up with your friends in the morning or after school and just walking, spending time together.
Hold on 1 second. It's late ass. That's one of my homeboys calling in. Talking about the show over. Goddamn. How you here with me and you don't know what? And I told you, I've been told you when the show started. 12 to 2. You know what I'm saying? Like he called him from you from New Zealand. He ain't calling from Iraq. He right here two blocks down from me. I forgot. Man, whatever.
At least he remembered.
He ain't even remember. He was calling because I know I'm calling from my cell phone. I called him from because I tried to do a three-way call and call him during the show.
Right.
Yeah, so when I actually picked up his answer, he ain't even answer. His answer machine picked up. So then he was just calling back to a foreign number. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even use my house number when I call people. Yeah, so he like, yes, this is Mark. In his old government, yes, this is Marcus. Somebody called my phone. Man, please. Your ass is supposed to be on the show, man. Oh, man, my bad, dog. My bad. I'm like, boy, look at him, man. That's how we do, boy. Timing me, man.
When is your next shot? Are you doing another one today?
I only do one a day because, you know, I got, after this, I'm finna jump on a little public transportation and get my behind across town and go to work. I ain't gonna say work. I mean, I got my own business, so
yeah.
I ain't gonna call it work. But I got to go out and try to put a couple of dollars in my pocket, and then that's why I don't do another show. But I'm hooking up. Actually, I'm hooking up with the other guy, Mike Henderson. I don't know if you have seen. Yeah, I don't know if you seen him on one of my shows. He got his own show.
Oh, you seen him?
You say you seen
him? Yeah, I've seen him in the chat. Yeah, but I haven't heard his show.
Okay, yeah, he has a show every. Oh, his show on the day. Matter of fact, damn, his show started 2:30, I think. Hold on, let me go out to the chat room. His show. I want to say his show starts in. Let me see if he on Mike Henderson. I don't know why I still say because I'm still on. Yeah, he has a show. I thought he said Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 2:30, I think to 3:30. I want to say 2:30 to 3:30.
Is it a good show?
No, actually, it's totally different. I be toned down when I'm on his show. I mean, he do like real mature talk, and I mean by issues and stuff. So they supposed to be talking about like sexual abuse. Rape.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he talking about like some real issues. So when I come on his show, you know what I'm saying, I kind of tone me down, and you know, just I be more informative than I do be kind of trying to joke and stuff like that.
Yeah, I did one of those on Sound Off show the other day. He wanted me to call in, so I called in, and the topic was do men get like a man stereotype, do we blame men too much in a relationship or something, and is it realistic to expect men to be 100% faithful in a relationship? So that was really good. I enjoyed some of some topics, you know, that he does. But that was one of the first discussions, the first real discussions that I've taken part in on BTR. I don't usually call in those type of relationship shows.
Yeah, that's really what he be on too. He do a lot of relationship shows. Oh, he done scheduled for 3:00. Yeah, he come on at 3:00 today. All right.
Okay.
I probably won't be able to catch that. I'll be trying to catch his show stuff, but see, like that time I'm trying to run out, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to actually go work and do my thing. But he got a good show on Mike Henderson's show. You can check him out. The only thing about his show, I came through his show and I didn't know he had family and stuff to actually listen to his show. I don't have no family.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even advertise my family to check out what I'm saying because I don't need y'all to be like.
Me neither. My family was just calling and start shit with me, so yeah, I don't tell them anything.
Yeah, I don't. They like my mom. Even when she actually can tune. She tuned in one time from the job, and she had turned her whole job on. She worked at a mental health center, though. I'm like,
oh, really?
This. I don't think they're gonna not 12:00 in the afternoon. I don't think they're gonna be able to handle what I be talking about on my show. And I'm uncut, uncensored. I don't do no tongue biting and none of that. This is a grown format. This is a grown show. This is not even for business professionals in mind. So, like, if you listen to me on your job, you want to turn your speakers way down. And I don't mean way down. I mean way down. Because, man, please. It ain't even about me. It's about my guests. You know what I'm saying? I tell my guests, say what you want to say. Free your mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just free your mind. That's this is for a Free Your Mind Network. You know? So, and it just gives a, and I like to do it that way so it can give everybody their own opinion to draw. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Don't let me draw an opinion for you. And I can tell you a lot of things, but once you start hearing people for themselves, you can start drawing your own opinion, you know what I'm saying, from just the way they talk to the way they, you know what I'm saying, carrying the conversation and all that. And then that's when I like to ask, where you from? So everybody can, you know what I'm saying, clearly understand that we from all different walks of life, all different regions, you know what I'm saying, but we still come and we can meet on one accord and we all understand, even me. You know, it still dumbfounds me because I could swear I'm the most countryest person on Blog Talk Radio, and I talk the most.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like I be feeling like that because I keep my southern slang. I don't try to talk proper. You know, I don't try to straighten my words up so everybody can understand. I haven't heard a complaint from you yet. Like, what did you just say?
Oh no! If I don't understand something, I'll ask. Just, you know, say what does that mean, or you know what I mean? Because that's the good thing about Blog Talk is there are so many different people, you know. And I do tell people, I have to learn how to speak American, but for the most part, you know, it's pretty good. I love the phrases and the slangs that people use.
You can get lost though, boy, because we like talking like code and stuff. Oh man, we man, we definitely go into some codes and you'd be like, "Stick, what are you talking about?" we'll say something like sticks, you know what I'm saying? You got some sticks over there? Oh yeah, I'm putting that stick in there right now, you know what I'm saying? So you either you have to understand what we're talking about, or you're gonna have to stop and be like, what the hell are they talking about? But then you can also, by the gist of the conversation, kind of already know what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? If I sit up here and say, well, look, man, you got a bag of that piff. I mean, of course, I shouldn't be talking about, you know, anything else but what we normally talk about on the show. And I always talk about smoking herbs. So if everybody know that, you should never come into my show thinking I'm talking about crack, powder, pills, or anything else but Mary Jane.
Right.
So if I say sticks, that's just telling you, because I don't want to sit outright and be like, I'm smoking a blunt right now. And I'm saying, I'm puffing on a stick. I haven't seen that yet, though. I mean, since I done aired my shows, I mean, even from talking to these up north cats who swear they don't understand us when they come down here. I mean,
really?
I get a lot of people, from like people from up north. They come down to the south and they're like, "Man, what are you saying? What did you say?" I'm like, "Huh?
What do you mean? Like you mean like you're talking how
like,
you are
like
talking
we talk
now.
Right, like right now."
Uh-huh.
And I might say that instead of that, and it's like they pick up on it. Yeah, they pick up on it.
That's some ignorant bullshit, boy. You know, I mean, shit. You get people like that. That's so stupid. It's like when you hear a person with an accent, and you know, and the thing is, people who listen well will, you know, they'll be okay with it. But the thing that really gets me is that you get idiots, you know, who, and I think it's to do with prejudice. I always find prejudiced people are like this. You know, they'll pick at people's words and their accent, you know, and they'll make it really difficult. You have to repeat yourself all the time. And it's like they're just trying to keep you down or something, you know. That's what I find. A lot of people do that here to Asians, especially because, you know, there are a lot of Asians here. We have a high immigration number of Asians, and you do get people who will complain about, "Oh, I can't understand you. You know, say that again. What are you talking about?" and all that kind of thing. And I think it's nothing to do with being able to understand a person. It's all about trying to keep them in their place, you know.
Yeah. But that's now
like that.
The
that's
Spanish people get
company.
Spanish people get a lot of flack for that down here. But the main thing for that is because they speak fucking English.
Right,
so
right.
If you in the damn, if you in the United States and you do know how to speak the language, speak the damn language. Don't
right.
just go off on your own and be around, you know what I'm saying, all your friends that don't speak your language, and then you over here and one of your friends come along and now y'all just want to engage in hometown talk.
Yeah.
Oh man, then they, now
yeah,
you just alienated.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from with that. I think that, you know, when people are trying to keep their culture alive, that they resort to their natural kind of behaviors. But I think it's all a matter of compromise. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people here do that. They, when they're in a group, if they see somebody of their own culture, you know, it's natural for them to start talking in their language. But at the same time, they've got to realize that, you know,
but
it makes some people uncomfortable. Yeah.
If I come into your restaurant, like I down here, they notorious for that. You can go to a Spanish little restaurant, little bodega, whatever you want to call it, and they will not talk no damn English to you.
Really? That's rude.
That's
really quite rude.
They look at you like you got to be retarded and point at what you want. Let me point it at this point. But then as soon as it comes to dollars, oh, that's $5.45.
If they understand that language.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
Well, damn, you understood that. So then that makes it bad for all the people all the way across the board, because now I come into everybody's store with an attitude, because I'm just automatically expecting that you're finna pull this old dumb crap on me, and I'm going to have to piece my way around talking a little bit of your language that I might know, you know, and I speak a little bit of Spanish.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
but
saying?
That would piss me off. That would really piss me off. You know, you can't acknowledge me when I walk into your fucking restaurant, then, you know, I wouldn't even bother. I just think that kind of behavior is rude.
Yeah. But you kind of get, and it's a reverse effect. Because down here, you know, I try my best to go, like, anywhere. And if it's a Spanish person, I'm going to try to be hola, como esta. But I don't need you to come back to me and try to have a whole conversation like I'm speaking verbatim. And when I tell you that I don't, you know, I speak a little bit, but not a lot, then you should be like, oh, okay. Well, now revert back into my language. Unless I can sit up there and talk and converse with you like that. You know what I'm saying? But they just like, once you say them two words, oh, you know Spanish.
Yeah.
Like,
they can say that. Yeah, I feel you, man. A lot of the time, too, they don't want to. It's too much effort to learn. I know that for a lot of the immigrants that come here, learning English is, you know, really difficult for them. But to stay in the country, they have to pass the English test. And I really don't know how they do it.
I
mean,
I don't think they do. These people come down here, and I say people because that's general. If you come from anywhere else and you ain't from the United States, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, you're a person from somewhere else. So these people that come down here, I mean, don't ask me how to get a driver's license. If you can't read American road signs, you ain't never rode around town and seen a sign in Spanish, a sign in Chinese, a sign in Dutch, a sign in any other kind of language, but the universal signs. And I say stop. I mean, it don't say El Stoppo, and you know, it's not written in Chinese. You know what I'm saying? So that means when you come here, you have to you should know how to adapt. When I went to Germany, I learned how to adapt. I learned German, so I can know how to get on the train, get on the bus, order a little bit of food if I need to go to, you know, a restaurant or something. I mean, just enough to show common courtesy that I am respecting your culture. But anything after that, man, we got to come to the ultimate compromise of English. That is the universal language. If the universal language in your country is, well, yours is English, right?
Officially, it's bilingual. The indigenous culture here are the Maori people, and so in law, the Maori protocol is written in law. So, we're officially a bilingual country.
What? So you said Mayan?
Maori. It's the indigenous population here.
Maori. I ain't never heard that. What? So I mean, what kind of language is it?
It's like a Polynesian language.
So it's almost Spanish, but it ain't.
It's got a
Spanish dialect, though. Polynesian, you mean Chinese, right?
Polynesian? No, like Hawaiian, Pacific Island.
Oh, yeah, Pacific. Yeah, I'm way off. Okay, I'm way off then. Oh, okay. Man, that's got to be kind of, well, no, because here in the States, I mean, everywhere you go, one block you got Mexicans, next block you got Hispanics, next block you got Black, next block you got White, next block you got Chinese. Everywhere you go around here, somebody got their own little thing going on. But then it also kills me too now when you go into a Chinese place and they be tang tang pong ping pong pong, tang pang pong pong, and you be like, okay, well let me get a number 6, and a Coke. You say Coke bang him make my pong. What? You talk half to let me know that you do know how to speak English, but then you go all off into the ping pang pong pong talk, and then until once again. I'm like, well, how much is that? $15.95. Damn. You said that with like, it's like you was a real American. Yeah, so that's one thing, man. I'm telling you, the money talks. Money talks. That's universal.
Right.
Money talks in any country.
Right. There's really not, I don't know. I guess for some cultures, it depends on what they're doing. Like, we have a lot of immigrants here who come here to work hard and, save money, and for the most part, you know, they keep to their own. They don't get themselves into trouble and all of that kind of thing. So I think that, you know, I just think that good on them for coming here and wanting to live the dream. For me personally, I don't expect them to mix, but I want them to be comfortable and to feel welcome and all of that kind of thing. And slowly, you know, some of them slowly over time are starting to relax more into the culture and, you know, start to mix a little bit more. So maybe it's just time that's needed. I don't know. But, like, I know the Chinese culture, they're pretty, what's the word? You know, they don't break out that much.
Mm-hmm.
They won't mix as much as other cultures will.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
New Zealand, I think, treats, you know, because the Asians are so visibly different, they get a harder deal than most other immigrants, and yet the Chinese people have been here since, you know, over 100 years ago. So they're up to 6th, 7th generation now, I think. And New Zealanders don't actually acknowledge that. They don't treat people as if, you know, they have the right to be here, in my opinion anyway. I've seen so much racism, not just toward Polynesians, you know, but also to Asians especially.
And I stand corrected because I said there ain't no racism in the world but here in the United States. So.
Oh, no, it's everywhere. But the differences, I think, between countries is that a lot of countries aren't as nasty, you know, to people as some people, as in the U.S., you know. I think when I listen to all these shows and I watch the news and that, and I think about what the U.S. is going through, you know, especially the Black population, I think that you were treated differently, you know, your ancestors were treated differently, because when you compare it to the UK, for instance, you know, I think they were very lucky, you know, for Black people in the UK. They were treated very differently to what the US Blacks were treated. So that makes a huge difference.
Way different.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went over to Germany, that was the first time I ever actually, you know, honestly been treated like a human being, for one thing. But then, I mean, just the culture treats you like royalty. I mean, they don't treat you like, we were treated like royalty. It was like, wow.
That just amazes me. I mean, I never realized the difference until one of my Black friends from England had come over, and you know, I learned a little bit about his experiences, and then I met a black American from I can't remember where he's from. Didn't know him that well. And the two experiences were very different, you know. Just listening to the history, I was just amazed, you know. I just couldn't believe that the U.S. would treat their people that way. But, you know.
Yeah, it's a wicked world in which we weave, boy. I mean, this is, you know, I can't fault, you know what I'm saying, what happened. I don't know what happened back then and there. But I know it wasn't just a white man, and then, you know what I'm saying, that was the initiation of slavery. And
right.
And it was the Mexican slave trade was even before the African slave trade.
Right, right. Slavery
so,
itself was
it's been I mean, even white folks was in slavery. I mean, they just painted up for the
right.
picture that all black people been in slavery for all their lives. Hell no. Nah. Before us
yeah.
it was Mexican
slavery. When you look at slavery throughout history, you know, slavery wasn't always this terrible bad thing that people think it is. You know, it was actually a role that people were born into. If you look at the Egyptians, you know, ancient Germanians, the ancient Romans, slavery was a commodity. And the slaves from those times, you know, were treated very well. Slavery back then doesn't mean what it means now. In the old days, if you were born as a slave, you know, then that's what you were. If you were born as a prostitute type role, then that's what you were. That's who you were. And that was passed down from the father. And what happened with slavery, you know, kings and masters and lords and whatever you call them back then, they would go and they would buy, you know, slaves in bulk, and they would be to do a specific thing. So if somebody had a pyramid to build and he needed X number of slaves, you know, the king would go over to some place and he would buy slaves, and that's how it was. Your role was, you know, that it was a serving role, you know, and it just meant that you were always owned by that person. You could never just like quit and go and find another job somewhere. You had to have permission, and usually, especially for males, when they got to a certain age, they were released, you know. It depended on what their role was. So once they had finished, you know, their role to do whatever it was the master wanted them to, then they were released. They were given, you know, 100 gold coins or something, and they were released. And often they were given, like, apartments or something, you know, for their families and stuff like that. So what I'm basically saying is that it wasn't until, you know, the slavery days of in the U.S., you know, that racism actually started. I've read discussion papers that suggest that racism didn't start until the U.S. slavery period, and
they were taught. It's a whole different thing between being raised, you know what I'm saying, as a slave, and being taught slavery. You see what I'm saying? Being taught. That's what happened down here. You took a whole different people that wasn't part of that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And then you brought them to a foreign place and tried to make that their lifestyle. But then you got all these other people that naturally was causing conflict, because you got slaves down here in the South, but then you got the whole fucking up North is free.
That's
unbalanced.
Color concept, you know, to slavery. You know what I mean? So before, in ancient times, color didn't matter. You had slaves of all sorts of colors, you know. Color wasn't, and in fact, people, you know, from Africa, they were held in high regard because of the roles that they had. You know, they had kings, queens, emperors, you know, all that kind of status. And right around the world, that was respected because everybody on that level, you know, was of the same kind of position. But what changed in the U.S. was the introduction of color as the defining thing for racism. So that's what I find interesting. I mean, they truly made color the sad thing, you know, And
well, that could be because they seen that's the only way that they can truly accomplish their goals is, you know what I'm saying, if we got everybody all the way across the board, you know what I'm saying, then that we can't do nothing with that. But if we can single out one person, then we can, you know what I'm saying, it's easier to single out one person and control them than try to control the masses. So
right, exactly.
Instead of you trying to control a white person, black person, a Spanish person, and have them all come in, but then you got one person that's stronger than another person, this person sits down, all that was a factor, you know what I'm saying? Even from the strength, because when they came to Africa and they seen how strong them brothers was, they already knew. They already knew what time
yeah.
it was. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you don't read about Mexican slavery anymore. Because once they got to Africa, shit, they had all the strength they needed.
Yeah, yeah.
They had all the strength they needed.
That's right. Even through the Polynesian islands, you know, they used to sail through picking up slaves here and there and heading over to, I think it was Peru was one of them, Portugal, and that's where I think that might have been where one of the main slave routes was way, way, way back, you know, a long, long time ago before U.S. slavery. And so, yeah, you're right. Once they found Africa, once they discovered Africa, they just, you know.
That was it.
Like
the buck stops here.
Like a warehouse, you know. I mean, the mentality they had to take up, you know, to bring up, you know, bring about slavery in the first place was sickening. I think the whole overtake the world thing really, really just got out of hand because
yeah.
Before that, slavery had existed for hundreds and thousands of, or, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. They had worked it into society in a way that, you know, seemed to be not so much a bad thing. You know, people were treated well for the most part. But yeah, it was this particular time that made it such a greedy and angry thing. I just think, yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it was too. It was greed that got in there because it wasn't white man that just came in there and just started taking brothers off of African continent. It was the brothers, the kings and emperors and stuff that started, you know what I'm saying, getting caught up in that greed trade because that was one thing. We had different things in common. So, you know, when white man came through, he had guns, liquor, and all this other kind of foreign stuff that we just wasn't, you know what I'm saying, at that time, wasn't known. But that's just like coming from Africa and coming with all your jewels and gold and all your culture, and then you coming on somebody else's turf and trying to, you know what I'm saying, make them live that way.
Right,
so what
right.
they, so what mm-hmm. ended up happening was they just came to that mutual agreement, you know what I'm saying? Well, look, you give me a little bit of your stuff, I give you a little bit of my stuff. What do you want in return? Well, I need some extra help. I guarantee you didn't start out with you know what I'm saying, as they just coming deep. They came talking help, friendship. And then
right.
the friendship turned into something totally sadistic and everything else, and that's what we got today. But when both of the cultures met, it was friendly. Just like when the Indians met, you know what I'm saying, so called at Pilgrim's Rock. They met friendly. They didn't come with they bow and arrows drawn, they didn't come with they, you know what I'm saying, staffs and ready to kill. They came because you were on foreign soil. You were a foreigner, so they was naturally curious. But
right.
you see what happens in the end. Curiosity kills the cat.
That's what, you know, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I've read like a lot of history around the world, but I don't know a lot about the you know, like the last 500 years. I have a friend who does, though. I should bring him on because he would really, really love to talk about this. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like to break that down. Like, I wanted to have a show about the Bible and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And really,
yeah.
Because people hate to talk about religion. Boy, they hate to talk about religion. But to me, man.
Oh, yeah,
please.
We've got a couple of religion shows. Like, I might do a show later today, but we finished a show last night. Me and my friend
did. You did one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do a show usually about once a week. Just depending.
Wait. I didn't know. You have a show.
I co-host a show, but I might do my own one today. I haven't decided yet. Because I'm feeling a bit lazy.
I feel that. Well, I'm going to tell you now. It takes a lot to get up and do these shows. I thought
yeah,
it was
yeah.
easy the first day, but, man, you have to, I mean, not even from just, dedicating for that hour, 2 hours, you know what I'm saying, cutting off every,
yeah,
your whole
lot.
Life.
I need a co-host because I couldn't do a whole show on my own. And, you know, the thing about me is, like, I get shitty really easily. I get bored easily. I don't have a very long attention span, so I'm better off at the moment co-hosting with my friend. But, yeah, it just depends how I feel. If I want to schedule a show, then I'll schedule a show. If not, then I don't. So.
You got to. You need to load. You got any music that you play?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's taken me, like, 3 months to upload 4 songs. So,
damn.
You know, that short attention span again.
Like, damn. But okay.
If you want to hear, like, I agree, Mrs. But, just do a search for the Mrs. Kamen Show on Blog Talk. And I co-host with her. It's a late night show, which suits us because we talk all sorts of rubbish. You know, we talk absolutely everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually no holds barred. You know, we don't watch our language at all. But yeah, it's pretty interesting topics sometimes. But yeah.
I'm definitely check that out. I'll be trying to, like, Eva. I mean, them 2-3 in the morning shows, that be just, like, right on time for you. But, shit, man, I'd be so tired at that type of morning, you know. Yeah, so you got to think, I'm up this early trying to do my show. And then I go out,
right.
And I'm out in the streets all day. So then I come back home, man, you talking about trying to sit there and tune into a show? Oh, man, I'd be doing it now. Mm-hmm. I do it, but it's just a strain, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes...
I mean, you know, a lot of the popular shows that come on late at night are actually, they're short notice. People just schedule them when they feel like, you know, you don't get any notice. And my friend, you know, when he schedules a show, he's like, okay, Lola, you know, come on, we're ready. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, what time should I be there? Just let me get prepared and all this kind of shit. And he's like, we're on air now, call in. You know, so I'm like, wow, that's pretty short notice.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, like, we're here. Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then if I'm prepared, then, you know, it'll be okay. But usually I'm not. But I'm just surprised at how, when we do, like, you know, he'll schedule his show. He'll just decide 1 minute and then schedule a show for the next half hour or something. And then next minute you got Bob, you got Eva, you know, you got all the other late nighters. And it's pretty big crowd. I'm always surprised at how many people are up late that night.
Ladies of the night, she don't start her show until like 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
She don't start her show until like 4 in the morning. I'm like, what the? Dang. 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
that's when her show starts. Like, Eva start a show 3 in the morning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
damn,
that's
man.
Why I think it's great, because you get the regular night crowd. Like, we have our regular night crowd, and the day people are much different. You know, they're a little bit. I mean, the night people are a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more tolerant. Anything goes, kind of thing. So I love the night people.
Yeah, yeah, the nighttime. I mean, that's why me and Mike want to get. What we want to do a daytime show. And then, you know what I'm saying, like a 12 o'clock daytime show, so we can kind of, you know, invite everybody. But then let everybody know that 12 o'clock at night is when we're going to do the Uncut Uncensored. Just, you know, totally off the wall, you know, let everything hang out type show. And that way, you know what I'm saying, the kids will be able to tune in, or any young people will be able to tune in to the show. You know what I'm saying, we can get a broader base. You know what I'm saying, during the daytime. But then from that, we can also limit it. You know what I'm saying? Because at nighttime, we really ain't worried about nobody hanging out at no 12 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
if your parents, you know what I'm saying, are letting you stay up that late and then listening in on the show and hear what we actually talk and still letting you listen, yeah, that's an issue you might want to take up with your peoples, because they ain't got nothing to do with us. Yeah, they ain't got nothing to
do. But it's great. I love listening into your show. I love calling in. And I think your show's getting, you're getting like quite a few listeners lately, so that's really good.
It's a goal in mind, though. When I first started my show, And I was on my other homeboy show. That's where I actually even found out about Blog Talk. I just seen his little after the show that he was doing. I'm like, damn, he got his own show. How the hell I can get my own? And I've been always wanting to do that. I always wanted to have my own any kind of show. You know what I'm saying? And I got it on public access. But then it's not even, I mean, it's supposed to be uncut and censored, but then it's still, they monitor you. You know what I'm saying? And it's not no holds barred. And I like no holds barred. I don't like nobody, you know, ooh, he said that. Not, none of that. You know, none of that. I don't want no eyebrows raised, no none of that. So, yeah, that's kind of why, that's why I like this format.
Yeah. I like Blog Talk Radio, but, you know, I wish they would fix their site up and straighten themselves out because, you know, a lot of shows, a lot of my favorite shows and the hosts have left Blog Talk. You know, they've moved to other sites because they've had just so many problems scheduling shows, helping, you know, listeners learn how to use the site. It's just, yeah. I mean,
if they don't charge for Blog Talk, which I don't know if that's the reasoning, you know what I'm saying, behind a lot of problems that we have because we're using like a free server and stuff like that. But still, you know, you should, I mean, if that's the case, then start asking the members, you know what I'm saying, hey, if y'all want to you know, start a membership or something. This at the point that I'm at right now, I would actually pay for a damn membership. I'd pay $20 for a year membership.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure we can service the servers and all that kind of crap.
Exactly. Because, you know, I was going to do a regular show and started about, I think I had scheduled the first one for January. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll start a regular show now. And, you know, that's totally out the window now. I mean, Blog Talk's so unreliable, won't even give me sound. You know, that really sucks me off because I have to go into the, when I go to people's shows, you know, first thing that I have to say in the chat room is like, you know, Skype calling in. I'm just listening because a lot of hosts don't actually like Skype numbers. They won't, you know, they'll just hang them up or something. So I've always got to announce it. And it's like, I don't know. I would just like to be able to go to a damn show and just listen like everybody else without having to call it. But, okay, it's been great talking to you.
Yeah, definitely, because I got to get out and do something with this so-called world. I got to do something with this so-called world we're living in, man. While it's here, you know what I'm saying?
I got to figure out how to get a job as a full-time BTR listener.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man. You might be taking over Morgan's job, you know what I'm saying? Like, Morgan, I ain't even see you on here more than little Lola. Sorry, we need some more reps. We need some more reps that understand what's going on now. Hey. But, yeah, definitely tune in tomorrow. I know, you know, the times are kind of conflicting and everything. But
I'm on the weekend now, and I'll be out today, but tomorrow I'll have a free day. So, well, I won't have a free day. I'll be doing a couple of projects that I'll be working on while I listen in. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. It's super, whatever I said Saturday. Actually, honestly, tomorrow is going to be a real funny day because I know you heard me say it in the room. Scandalous Bitch Saturdays.
What is it?
It's Scandalous Bitch Saturdays.
What's Bitch Saturday?
You know, that last Saturday, oh, man, when we first came up with the topic, I'm telling you, it was, but not, you know, see, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word bitch?
I think I'm some woman who just yells and screams a lot.
Okay, that's a good definition.
I don't know.
That's a good definition.
Yeah.
Our definition is anybody who basically screws over another person for their personal gain. That's a bitch.
Ah. Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? Or you can, you know what we call down here, a bitch ass nigga if you do something like that. If you use, you know what I'm saying, like you pull into a parking space and you know that person's been waiting 5 minutes to get into this parking space, you was a bitch for that.
Right,
you was a real bitch, and I'm finna get out and we probably finna fight. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that, so when you hear it, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole topic. And I got Iraq gonna be calling in again because she got some people that she that done did some. I mean, anybody who done did something to you in a bitch way, that's what we addressing on this show. You know what I'm saying? Not directly pointing and calling nobody.
I can think of a couple.
Oh yeah, I know. Hey, that's a universal. It is universal. After I give the definition, it's universal. Everybody, I mean, a million people flood to people's thoughts. And
I'm going to call in tomorrow because that sounds really interesting.
It's past interest. I don't even host the show. I got my homeboy call himself Slave Man Boots. You know what I'm saying? He's from England. But
really?
He's from England. He's born and raised England and Jamaica.